go short round? What happened to short round?
Cheers, buttercups. Alright, hey there everybody in podcast land. This is another episode of Drunk Film Commentary. Do you like podcasts?
Do you like movies? Yes, we do.
Do drunk people annoy you? Well, if you said yes, yes, and no, then this is the right podcast for you. Today we're talking about the 2008 movie... Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
The fourth in the series.
And we have some special... I have some special guests here. Our regular hosts, Justin Time and Danny, are not available. Justin has left town, and Danny's busy working. So I have a couple of special guests today. I have Nadia here. Hello, Nadia.
Good evening.
Is this your first podcast?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool. First time with a mic in your mouth?
Mike, yeah.
All right. And then we have Jolene. Hey, Jolene.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
And you're on several podcasts every week, right?
No.
All these podcasts, they have like their guests, and they're like, supposed to be like, well, I'm on this show. Blah, 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 blah.
I know how this shit goes. I'm going to tell you how to run this little fiasco when I'm done.
Jolene and I are in an amateur band that hasn't left my living room called Boobs and More Boobs.
Yeah, and you guys got to do a theme song for us, huh?
Oh, yeah, we can give it a try. We'll give it a sporting effort.
I think we need a jingle.
A jingle.
A jingle of some kind, yeah. But welcome to the show, girls.
Thank you.
Cheers.
We're doing this in a new location. It might sound a little bit different. We're in a kitchen area,
kitchen
living room.
Kitchen.
Actually, Nadia's
my
in the
island.
Kitchen. I'm in the dining room. And Jolene's in between.
Yeah.
So
I'm straddling.
My new home provides versatility.
This is a nice setup for this. So should work good. But we're talking about Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Now, I picked this movie for you and your husband, Nate, Nadia.
Yes.
You know, three of us are going to do it together, and then Nate...
He had mandatory overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's management now. He got a promotion. Yay!
Yay!
He had to go up the track and spend all his money.
so work demands him. And in order for us to have our anniversary off next week, he's got to put up with it now.
So
the things he does for love.
But we called in Jolene. She jumped right on it.
I like to drink beer.
Yeah.
I like to bitch. So I think,
I figured these two bros can talk pretty good. So I'll throw a mic in front of them and see what happens.
We're a company.
Okay.
Well, we get drunk and... So, Jolene, tell me about Indiana Jones. What is, not this movie, let's talk about just Indiana Jones itself. What does Indiana Jones mean to you, Jolene?
It's kind of like a little bit of your childhood. Like, when growing up, I loved it. The Temple of Doom was my favorite.
Okay.
With, I always call him the Asian kid because I'm horrible with names.
Short Round?
Short Round. I love Short Round. I love, like, the opening scene, like, singing, intro, everything. It was my favorite. Yeah.
Cool, cool.
Just everything about, like, he does everything. He gets the shit done, but he does it. Not always the most graceful or the best way, or he makes his fuck-ups work for him.
Fly by the seat of his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you think, Nadia?
I love Indiana Jones. Well, first he was Han Solo, and so he stole my heart.
It's more of a Harrison Ford thing?
Yeah, it's a Harrison Ford thing. Like, the man, I mean, I've seen some terrible movies that he's in. But really, like, if Harrison Ford's in it, I'm going to take the time to sit down and watch it. And, I love the Indiana Jones. My favorite is The Last Crusade. I love Sean Connery as an addition. I do a terrible drunk impression, maybe later, of Sean Connery.
I'm Sean Connery.
Adversary.
Intolerable.
I love. That's my favorite. And Nate's also a Temple of Doomer. And a lot of people are, because it's the kind of the funnest of the series.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, I'm a holy grail. I think it's because my mom.
I think at the end of the episode, we're going to, like, have to rate our Indiana Jones movies, top to bottom.
Yeah.
One through four. Yeah. Our personal one through four.
Yeah, your Temple of Doom is probably on top.
Right.
You would say?
No, Temple of Doom for you guys.
Last Crusade for you.
Last Crusade
for you. That would be my second one.
Yeah.
Cool,
just like once they get to the...
You were just too young for Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was heavy. I mean, there was melting faces. There was a lot going on.
I don't think I've seen it all of its entirety. Joey. I know. I'm sorry.
What would you say?
Indiana Jones fail, my friend. I'm sorry. Raiders? I have failed you.
You haven't seen all of Raiders of the Lost Ark?
We'll remedy this.
The first one, yeah.
The first one?
I know.
She didn't watch Crystal Skull until this week.
Yesterday. I watched it for tonight, and that's 2 hours I will never get back again.
Wow. I rewatched it this week, and I think I'm at 8 hours I'll never get back yet.
I've seen most of it. Most of my childhood, we had basic cable.
Yeah.
So it was always, like, commercials and the stuff. So, like, a lot of stuff, like, I didn't have the attention span. Like, once a commercial came on, I wouldn't come back. I'd flip or I'd start doing something. I had a very short attention span.
We'll see how she does tonight.
Jolene, I would highly recommend you watch Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I've seen a lot of them. I've seen most of the movie. It's kind of, okay. That first movie is kind of like how the first, like, Star Wars, actually, like, the original Star Wars were to me until a couple years ago. I've seen all of them in bits and pieces, but not actually sat down and watched it in entirety, and I did. I'm like, I get it now.
Wow. All right. Well, you're coming around.
I have a lot of catch up. I know.
You're going the right direction.
I like horror movies. I like blood and gore. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You can be our specialized friend. We like that. At least you're open to it. You're willing to learn. Yay. Special Joe. We love you.
Let me do it.
You sure can, kiddo.
I'm kind of like Rocket a little bit. Like,
yes.
Your dog, Rocket.
You're fucking derpy, but we love you.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, yeah. So we are recording at Nadia's house, and there are animals here, so you might hear some noise in the background, and we're blaming all of the background noises on the animals.
I have 5 pets. I don't have a problem. I'm at pet capacity. Nate won't let me have more than 5.
So, Indiana Jones, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, came out in May. It's actually, today is Saturday the 20th.
Okay.
This episode will probably come out on Monday. This is probably the anniversary, actually. It came out on May 22nd, 2008. So it'll be the 9th anniversary. When I mentioned it, the idea of it, I thought it was the 10th anniversary. I was like, hey, it'll be the 10th anniversary. It'll work out pretty good. And then I looked, I was like, oh, no, it's 2008.
You were super close.
Yeah. So
you had a little bit of a rocket moment. So.
But it came out that weekend. And the top 5 was, number 2 was The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian.
I haven't seen that one.
Number 3 was Iron Man. Number 4 was What Happens in Vegas. And number 5 was Speed Racer.
I totally saw
Iron Man
in the theater. I remember that. It was a good time.
This week in 2008, Steven Tyler is in rehab again. The number 1 song was Rihanna's Take a Bow, which I don't know what that is.
Hasn't she done like a couple thousand?
I don't know.
Like when the feature,
And the Wii Fit is the biggest game.
Oh, I love that thing. I had one of those. Yeah. I rocked it.
Was that the little paddle board
you
sat on?
Yeah, the little white basement thing.
Okay.
A couple years ago, I bought one in a at a garage sale, and I did it like once.
I sold mine to Chris Bailing. First kids.
Shout out, Chris. I hope you have fun at Tars.
Hey, no last names, though.
Oh, sorry.
So, I'll add that out in post. It's okay. Okay. But Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came as the number 3 movie in 2008. Can you guess which 2 movies were above it?
Iron Man.
That's good. Iron Man was 2nd. It would beat it by $1 million.
And then the Caspian movie?
No.
The Narnia one?
No, come on.
Oh, the first one was really good.
What came out in 2008? Anyone know?
No.
It escapes me. Hellboy?
Oh, I'm doing Batman.
Oh,
Dark Knight. Yeah, that was number 1 by a ton, but
Dark
Iron Man beat,
beat
Indiana Jones by 1 million. So
I just recently saw that, like, a year ago, too.
Oh, dude, Iron Man. The first Iron Man was
Iron Man, the Batman. The Dark Knight one.
Oh, the Dark Knight?
And I've seen the first and the third of the Dark Knight series, but I haven't seen... I know, I need to get my Joker on.
So, Nadia, what was your first experience seeing... Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, we went to the theater because it was an Indiana Jones movie, and that's what you do. And it had been so long, and we loved it. And
opening day and stuff.
I don't think it was opening day. I don't remember.
Opening weekend, probably, at least.
Probably. Yeah. It was soon. Early.
Yeah.
And I just remember being disappointed, like, from the get-go. Like, I have a laundry list of complaints. I have a few moments of joy that are sprinkled in to, like, basically the raping of my memory. I have fonder memories of the South Park episode. But, you know, I make the best of it because I wanted Indy. I'm really scared for the tentative fifth movie that's supposed to be coming out.
We can talk a little more about that. Yeah. But, yeah, I agree. It's going to be...
They're doing it now. Really?
I know. Oh, yeah, I know. Harrison Ford is still alive. They killed him in Star Wars, but it wasn't for real. I thought it was. But then I heard there was a fifth movie, and now
that kind of inspired me to do this one too. Why I picked this movie?
43 came out not too long ago, and he was great in it.
42.
The Jackie Robinson. Shit, I keep on. I also have a movie that's called Movie 43. So sorry.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. It's not bad.
But 42, I liked him in that. I liked him. Yeah.
In Movie 42.
42. The baseball movie.
Jackie Robinson,
right? The Jackie Robinson movie, yeah.
42.
Flockhart ruined
it. I saw that in the theater. That was
Movie 43 was a lot like it. They took a lot of the same elements.
They're like one digit off. They're really close.
They had it. It was right there.
Yeah. Practically a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, they took a lot of the elements and kind of, you know, went with it.
We are supposed to be drunk, and we're talking about movies that are not what I just watched, so.
Well, that's okay. It'll happen.
Sorry, that was my beer.
So, are you a big fan of drunk film commentary?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, cool.
I am a big fan of anything being drunk.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
I mean, being a Wisconsin resident, I try to do my part, try to teach the heritage about drinking. There's beer around and movie and pop culture. I mean, and when you combine the two, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Good time
Yeah, I grew up with Indiana Jones, and I went and saw it probably the opening weekend. I don't know, I might have saw it with you. I don't know.
Five-second delay. I'll remember later.
Yeah, I don't know.
We've had a lot of memories. I'm sorry I can't remember them all at once.
You don't remember who's sitting next to you in a movie theater, really.
Right.
I mean, you just go. I've gone to movie theaters by myself a lot of times.
Unless you're a really big asshole, then you really remember.
Yeah.
Your fucking mouth.
I remember our buddy.
You're sipping your pop too loud.
Our buddy Dave Wade at the Winslow Clerks 2.
Yeah.
And the Snakes on the Plane
trailer
came on before Clerks 2.
Oh,
and our buddy Dave Wade is standing back going, time. Oh my God, Snakes on a Plane! You're kidding! No way!
That's a great impression.
This can't be real! Oh my God! Snakes!
He was so excited about Snakes on a Plane, he couldn't even focus on Clerks 2.
Was it because of snake, or was it because of the actor?
It was because of Samuel L.
This is the trailer. This is how he talks, though.
He
was impassioned.
15 minutes into Clerks 2, he's going, Snakes on a Plane! And we're all fucking just rolling in the movie theater. Even people that didn't know him are fucking dying.
I never seen.
We should follow up with him. We need to find out if he ever saw it and how he felt.
See, I didn't really want to watch it because that wouldn't be a horror thing. So, like, I'd be super stoked. Like snakes, awesome.
No,
I want to collect them all.
Not you want to collect them all.
Fuck yeah! They're cold-blooded. Take them by the head a little bit. Let them wrap around your arm. Once they like your whole heat, they're your friend.
Like Pokemon, collect them all.
Collect them all.
Yeah. I also
poisonous snakes. Collect them all.
I will train them.
Mental note.
And then all the humans will fear me.
Mental note. Take Jolene on all airplane trips that I've taken.
I also really like tarantulas, too. I think they're adorable.
My dad has a pet tarantula.
All right. Indiana Jones.
Yes. I was just took the words right out of my mouth. So the movie starts for, you know. We're already 15 minutes in. The movie hasn't started yet. But, so, ready to dive in? Ready to relive this film?
Let's go.
Bum, it was ba-dum, horrible.
So,
bum,
so we all went in with, did we go in with high expectations?
High hopes, yeah. Love. Joy.
No.
No, I was.
Well, Jolene, you just saw it. So.
Yeah.
Indy is back.
There's a reason when I saw it.
You were
it,
excited.
Yeah,
to see it
I was excited. I was excited for the return of Indy.
There's a reason
for that feeling and that excitement and that childlike joy again.
I'm like, they're raping a dead horse, and I want to hold on to my childhood a little bit longer.
But I like things I can remember.
But you didn't go see it weekend, though,
no.
Like we did. So.
Oh, God, no. I didn't.
I went in kind of iffy. I wasn't expecting a whole lot. And
did you read up about it, though? I mean, were you prepared? Because, like, Nate, he overreads and he spoils it for himself. He's really aware of what he's going in to see, where I like to just do a whole, like, internet, like, shutdown. Like, I don't read anything. I won't, no spoiler alerts. I like to go in empty-minded so that I can just have a good popcorn time, you know?
Yeah.
So
I read spoilers, but I take them as rumor. I'm kind of like, okay, well, whatever. We'll see what happens.
So you're a realist.
I guess so. Go figure. But, I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
The movie.
The movie.
Drink!
Hey!
That's,
it opens.
That's bad radio. We shouldn't all drink at the same time. Someone has to sit back and go, so, hello, blah, 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 blah.
We have to remind them when we're getting off course. It's because we're drinking. But, movie.
Yes. Okay. So, we're going to jump into Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Good title, Nadia? Jolene, title?
No, too many words.
I agree.
It should have just been Crystal Skull.
Yeah, you know they changed Raiders of the Lost Ark now to Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Have you seen that on some, like, packaging and stuff?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, I saw that on, like, some DVDs they did, or maybe the Blu-ray, I don't know. Mm. Something like that. One of the new packages.
To make
because,
it more concise. Like,
yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So, yeah. And the Temple of Doom, the Raiders of the Lost Ark, the.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that way it'll show up on, like, search engines and things. If it's officially titled that, maybe. I don't know. Because if you go on Netflix and look for something, you're not going to, well, I would put up Raiders Lost Ark, but someone would just put Indiana Jones, and they don't see Raiders Lost Ark doesn't come up, you know?
Right.
So, I guess, but, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of this title. It went through a lot of other titles. It was, you know, George Lucas did the story.
Right.
He did the basis. He didn't write the script. Another guy wrote the script, which we can get to
what
him.
What did Steven Spielberg do this time around?
Oh, he's a director. He directed this.
Of course they had so many. They couldn't fucking name the title because they had so much fucking shit trying to...
But okay, we're gonna get into
this. You can't see miming, honey.
I know.
I love your enthusiasm.
They try to shove everything into it, and then it's like, how can we put a storyline?
They
this?
Indiana Jones'd it so hard that it.
But
then
everything was
content.
Slowed down because he was older.
Like yeah,
the kicks
yeah.
And the punches were like delayed.
But it opens up with the Paramount logo, and you know how each one it kind of does something clever and switches into the mountain looks like something. In every film, you know. Have you noticed that?
No.
The Paramount logo, the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And every Indiana Jones movie, it turns into something that is, like real.
A different monument.
Okay. Like, well, like, the first movie, it's an actual real mountain.
Yeah.
The second movie, Temple of Doom, it's a mountain on that big gong.
Okay. Oh, shit.
So they kind of use the halo of the star.
Third movie, I don't remember what it was. This one was a gopher hill.
Okay. Yeah, I remember the gopher, because the gopher is actually a sticking point with me.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid. They wasted so much CG energy on that fucking Caddyshack fucking gopher. It just prairie dog, whatever it was. It didn't need to be there. Like, they could have put more energy into the plot than that gopher.
Yeah. You didn't like the way it opened, like with the hill like that? Or gophers?
Just the CG gopher.
They were too cartoony. I didn't like how they the scenery of it, the look of it.
Yeah.
They tried too hard to make it look like old 50s Hollywood.
I think it was too shiny.
And then once they got to where all the boxes were, like
we're jumping ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, like the fonts and everything, though, titles were kind of plain. It didn't have the
Indiana
Jones blast across screen like it did in Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Once they got past the gophers and they got to this, where the storage unit, and like it seemed like the skyline and the horizon was a bit. Like Casablanca, like that was like really dramatic, and then it was like kind of fuzzy, like
which is what we like.
But it seemed like they tried to use that too much to like, hey, this is 50s, so we got to like almost like try to make it film and shoot like a 50s film in that, just that section right there.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, in that one area, because I felt it was lacking everywhere else.
Yeah. So yeah, they're like, hey, we have to remind you, this is 2009 or 8 or whatever the fuck it came out.
So Last Crusade,
but it's the 50s.
Was 1989, I believe. And so this was 19 years later.
Okay.
And they did go, they placed it in Nevada. In 1957, the movie opens up. So they're doing a little race in the beginning. They're doing Hound Dog. And...
89.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, 89.
Oh, okay.
That was the very first one you said?
No, it was...
No, that was
Last Crusade.
Last Crusade, okay.
It went 81 was Raiders, 84 was Temple of Doom. And then you said 89 was Last Crusade? Yeah.
Last Crusade, yeah.
So in 2008, that's 19 years later.
Right.
It took, and now they're...
Conveniently, the age of Mutt.
Well, yeah, how's that working?
Yeah. Did anybody do the math on that?
We can do it right now. Raiders takes place in 1936. This is 1957, so he's been 21. That's how old he's supposed to be, I guess.
Yeah.
If he's conceived right after the Ark thing.
Right.
Which must have been after that. Sometimes he has to be 21 or younger.
Right.
Because they didn't see each other for 10 years.
So somewhere between.
Or 31 or older, because that was the last time they saw each other. So...
Yeah,
getting banged on the boat. That's probably what did it. But we'll get to that too.
Yeah,
we're still starting out the movie. So they show up. These Russians show up and take over this army base, I guess you can call it, in Nevada. They show up. They kill all the guards, and I guess there's no one else there. Yeah. Because they seem to have
poorly guarded.
They shoot four guards and they have free reign of this.
The threat level was only like blue.
Well, they were
or
like
green.
Mocking that they were like U.S. military, right? And like they didn't have like the
But still, they only shot like the front guards, and you didn't see anything else.
Let's just get right into Kate Blanchett's fucking terrible accent.
It was like she was trying just to be Natasha from Boris and Natasha.
Yeah, Natasha Vitale, that's her name. That's her name in all my notes.
Moose and Squirrel. I thought she was Falco.
Boris, let's get this done.
It was awful. Bad. Like, she was great as Queen Elizabeth. You know, she's a quality actress.
Yeah,
in this
wasted.
Movie, she was so camp. Like, I couldn't take her. I didn't respect her at all in it. I was just like, Jesus.
I don't think she respected herself. I really don't.
It was just too tongue in cheek.
Too
cartoonish.
Natasha from Natasha and Boris.
From fucking Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
She had black hair and she was in charge of
Moose and Squirrel. So these Russians break into this military base and then they come in and then you find fucking Indiana Jones.
Well, they pull him.
Right, they kidnap him.
They kidnap him. And they have to find some shit.
They pull him out of the trunk, and they pull out Mac, which we find out a little later is a spy.
A double agent.
I gotta ask a
which
question.
He always
why,
has one.
But why was why did he ride in the trunk the whole time? Why didn't he reveal himself before that and say,
because they kidnapped
him.
And like, we can't treat you nice because we don't. We want you to do shit, but we don't want you to think
because
that you're
the Russians
like,
didn't respect him as a double agent, knew he was a double agent, and so they just
had to like
he was the help one way or another.
Like Indiana Jones to do what he wants.
I gotta say right now that Mac is my least favorite character in this movie by far.
I was really
Ox
glad
was
that Indy punched him multiple times. That was great.
Oh yes,
Mac kind of is what. One thing that really kills this movie, one of the major focus the points for me, I guess.
Because, like, Sala and Short Round, like, everybody
Sala
else was super loyal and loving to Indy and was, like, a good sidekick.
Yeah.
This is the first guy who's like, I'm out for my own money, motherfucker. You know, like, it was a different tone for a sidekick.
Yeah. Speaking of Sala, he was offered a part in the wedding at the end.
Really?
They offered him to be there.
Aww.
And he said no because he wanted a bigger part. He's like, I should be in there more.
You know, I don't blame him because Sala was a down guy. He was like...
Yeah, but if you're going to get something, you might as well get something better than nothing.
He was offended.
I think Sala should have been.
Were hurt.
Which one was
Sala?
Sorry.
He's the Arabian Egyptian guy in Raiders and in Temple of Doom.
Okay, yeah. All right, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. But,
he tells Brody to run.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the reason why they're kidnapped is because he has to, like,
he's just always kidnapped. Every other week,
he is
kidnapped.
Always kidnapped.
That's part of his charm.
Actually,
I
want to
bitch about the fucking magnet. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing is, I like the magnet.
Sometimes it's magnetic, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And sometimes it likes gold.
And any kind of metal. We got it. It's a magnet. Metal means magnet, right?
Yeah.
In ancient...
So,
this goes on a lot, because later on the skulls are magnetic, too, and then it's like, oh, now all of a sudden... boom, now it's going to take it. It's like, I'm going to take your little knife now. Bing! Yeah. You know, it wants it the whole time.
You find the magnetism to be inconsistent.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, definitely.
It was through the whole time. And then, like,
So Indiana Jones is trying to get to escape. You know, they go back and forth. He finally gets to escape. And, yes, can I get a beer, please?
Yes.
Okay. That's not, I'm good.
If I'm holding
That's
my like beer up, I'm like, one. Yeah. In fact, always get me a beer.
See, you bitches laughed at me for, like, putting, like, a six-pack in front of me. Now he ain't laughing.
You're right, Jolene, you win.
I'm just drinking a lot.
So, Indiana Jones and Natasha's henchman, which I have his name. His name is Colonel Antonin Dovchenko.
That's the blonde one, the, like, kind of Dolph Lundgren Jr.-esque one, who's just a dick for no reason.
Yeah. The name just rolls right off the tongue. Colonel Antonin
he's a dick for no reason.
So you know he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
But he makes it through, most of the movie he gets in. He starts out, he's there early. It's him and Natasha are the two, you know, bad guys, I guess. And he gets in this fight with Indy. And they fall in this room where they fall through a skylight, which is in a dark room. Anyone else find that weird?
Yeah,
it's like a glass.
It's a very conveniently placed skylight for this fight scene.
In a room, it'd be like you got a skylight right here in your kitchen floor for no reason at all. Well, at 3:24, it catches a sunbeam right out the corner of the kitchen window over here. It comes down and hits it. No, it's they fall through it, crash into it, and they land into this little garage, which with what I call the Acme supercar.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What's up with
that? I don't understand the rocket car either.
Yeah.
The whole.
It was totally Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Wile E. That's a good way to describe it.
That's why I call it the Acme.
Yeah.
It's the Acme rocket car.
And he just jumps on the front of it, and they just, in his face, boop, 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 boop. You know, through the.
Well, then they go through it, and for some reason they stop, and the Russian passed out. He fell asleep.
And that was it. And that was the end of that battle.
Yeah, because then he just got up and he scurried off.
Right, to the nuclear blast site.
Yeah.
Which is a whole problem of its own.
I mean, and that
oh
was
my the god, the fucking refrigerator. Sorry.
Okay, but how far away is this test site from where. Well, that rocket was shot out quite a bit, I guess.
Right.
Okay, I guess. I'll give it that. I think it was going pretty quick. The truck showed up. They were looking for him right away. They're out there at the Acme
Well, the truck knew where
the rocket car
was
going
to end. Yeah,
yeah, true.
And they were aware. They had some inside knowledge to rocket car testing that Indy didn't have.
But so Jones escapes to what's called Doomtown in the script.
Doomtown.
Yeah. Which is, it's on a Nevada test site, nuclear test site. They actually did these, you know.
Right,
yeah.
Very similar to these. I don't think they had the, that's Rocket. Hello. Say hello to Rocket.
Rocket.
He's our special fourth member here. But Doomtown is an actual idea that they had. They had these sites set up where they drop atomic bombs down on them and just see how badly they fucked up these houses.
Right, and blast ratios and how far out it went, collateral damage, so that they could discern how big the blast was going to be. And you know.
But did they need kitchens and TVs and refrigerators? That's what I thought was weird.
Yeah, I don't know. The test.
They're
testing
the effects of it, I guess. So.
Right.
But did they really need a TV that was on to Howdy Doody? That's I love it. And then
comes
the refrigerator.
It was
part.
In the budget for that particular time and place.
So you're in the middle.
They have mock people like
Jolene.
Mowing the lawn.
Jolene, you're in the middle of Doomtown, and the thing comes the receiver goes 15 seconds till drop. What do you do? What do you do?
I'm not going to.
You bend over and you kiss your ass goodbye.
I'm like, fuck, where's my beer?
No, instead you rip all of the trays
out
of the
wine-leaded
refrigerator,
take all the shit out of it,
and
climb into it.
And you lock the door from the inside.
At second zero, at one, at count one, mind you.
Right.
It was like, they were very methodical at count one.
Right.
And you're shooken all over the place. But it doesn't open.
Right.
You can open it at the end, but it does. The door doesn't open when you're being blasted.
You fly past the vehicle that was in pursuit of you.
That left.
And you land. You land.
Okay, that part I'll give you.
And you land abruptly, but survive the blast the
enough where the
shaking.
Latch breaks open, but
right, so you can escape.
And you don't have burns
all.
I mean, that would that
right. He
would be
should have been a scrambled fucking egg. Yeah. Inside that thing,
the door should have busted
you're
open.
You're saying
by
Indiana
feet.
Jones should have been dead?
Yeah. Oh.
I wasn't wishing him death. I'm glad he survived the nuclear blast. I'm glad.
Okay, the same Indiana Jones that
and that bullshit
that looked at the ark
wash afterwards.
Right. He didn't look at the ark. Okay. He closed his eyes. He closed his eyes. So that's how he survived the ark.
Yeah. The same Indiana Jones that jumped out of a plane with a raft.
Okay, but then
and
they
then landed on the ground.
But
and then fell down a waterfall.
Yeah.
The same Indiana Jones that chopped a bridge in half?
But he's older
and
now.
Swung down
okay, but
into
now
the wall?
He's AARP Indiana Jones. It's different. He's more fragile.
That wasn't a fucking atomic bomb.
And then he gloats about it later. He's like, I just survived an atomic bomb. Like, he's
I mean,
really,
like, here's the guy, like, giving him the radiation wash.
I would do
that. He coughs on his
do
nails.
Do you want your dick
sleeve.
To grow green?
I don't think Marion cares at this point. Pretty sure their love is platonic.
Yeah, everyone fucking talks about the fridge. Just nuke the fridge, like jump the shark kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not. It's
I don't
not.
Think it's as bad. I think it's Indiana Jones.
Maybe yeah. I'm old and I'm cynical, but I just can't suspend belief enough. Like, I can suspend belief for rocket car and for magnetic bullets, but nuclear blast fridge is where I draw the line.
They could have done it and 10,
Holy Grail, there's a bridge
ago,
that you throw sand across.
Okay, that
ago.
Was an optical illusion. That bridge was there the whole time. He just couldn't tell because all of the stuff below the bridge looked the same. That was just optics. That wasn't magic. That wasn't him surviving the odds.
Okay. So he's rescued, he's decontaminated, and he's apprehended by the FBI agents.
He gets really mad when the guy scrubs his penis in the radiation decontamination.
Yeah.
He does the really...
A little too much action.
He should have just bit his teeth and fucking went through it. But so he meets up with these FBI guys, and you know who the one guy was? It was a guy from Scrubs in the middle, Neil Flynn. He's an actor. He's an actor from the area, actually. I think he's from Racine. But he was the janitor in Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the dad in the middle.
Oh, the janitor from Scrubs. Tall dude. He's like the nemesis of white Scrubs. Yeah, okay.
He's one of the guys that...
He's from Wisconsin? Of course,
from the area.
From Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He's
course.
The bad guy in one of my top worst remake sequels and prequels.
Really?
Oh, boy.
A little bit.
That's
yeah,
exciting.
Stay tuned for our next episode. Ooh. But,
spoilers.
Yeah.
I'm good at that.
But during his time, he's talking to the FBI agents, and they're fucking giving him shit. They think that because of Mac switching over that
he's a double
that
yeah.
Indiana Jones is a fucking spy too. And they're like, well, he kind of gets blacklisted right there.
Is that the president who comes in and saves his ass, or just some high up military general?
That's General Ross.
Right. Some the military general comes in and says,
"Yeah, he comes
hey,
in
no,
and vouches for him.
He's my bro.
Indiana.
We're cool."
And this is the first of many instances where they talk about something. One of the former adventures that happened, and it sounds like a better movie than what the movie we're watching. It happens a few more times
every
later
single
on.
Single one of his previous adventures was better than this.
He has like little
adventure.
Like one line reminiscences of
people.
Going to
the gas station is a fucking better adventure
than the Crystal Skull.
Yes.
But so he's back
it's
in
more believable.
He's back in Bedford, Connecticut. Not you ever been in Bedford?
I cannot claim to have ever visited Connecticut on purpose for
never
anything.
Been to Bedford? How about you?
No.
Jolene, you've been to Bedford? No.
What's in Bedford?
What
is Bedford?
That's where Indiana Jones lives and works.
Really?
Yeah, but it doesn't exist. It's a fake city.
It is.
They made it up for the...
So you're just wanting us to say yes.
Yeah, I've been to Bedford.
You lying asshole!
It doesn't exist.
I cannot claim to have ever been.
I tried to be cool, but
nobody
you're
goes
not.
To Connecticut on purpose. What do we want? Some like maple syrup or some jam or to go antiquing? Like,
I
what
do.
The fuck is in Connecticut?
Well, Justin used to live in Delaware.
All that
that
was
not
great
better.
Drunk.
That would have been a good one.
All
to, well, that's close to. I could have pulled that on him.
Right.
Justin, you've been to Bedford? Yeah. I was there once or twice. Yeah, I knew this one chick and she lived over there. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Sounds just like Justin.
But, it's a fake
Justin,
town.
Justin, we hope you're winning at darts this evening.
Yes.
But Indiana Jones is at his school. It's called Marshall College. He teaches at, which is a fake school. And he's in the middle of a lecture. He's talking, and he's pulled from class by the dean.
Pretty classic Indy. Yeah. He's always in the middle of a lecture where girls are fawning over him.
Yeah.
And he's just educating their minds.
And he's how old when he's at? It's like 65 when
he's
100.
I don't know.
Yeah,
65. How old is he? Do the math.
I don't know that.
1942
where
is born.
He's called old man through the whole movie, so.
Yeah, he was born July 1942.
Shia LaBeouf, that doesn't count.
Oh, boy, yeah, we're coming up to him pretty soon. But, so he's back at his house after he gets fired. He's getting drunk with the dean, who I guess he quit too. And he talks about has pictures of his dad and Marcus Brody there.
The dean was kind of signed up, though, because the dean sacrificed his resignation. But, like, here, you're fired, but you get paid for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I got to quit.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
So that was, I mean...
But they had the photos
he
of...
He spent more time on sabbatical than he did teaching classes, and he wasn't accountable, then he wasn't a very good professor.
That was just summer break.
And he's getting paid for doing nothing now for the rest of his life. I want some...
He got tenure.
They should call him all Indiana Jones Spring Break on a Temple of Doom.
Seriously.
But he does try to make up for that in the movie. Like, he's like, you can't... all good archaeologists aren't in a library or some shit.
But he never
in
says...
In the library, he said that.
He never says, well, I had to finish my semester out, so I can't go on this adventure for another couple of weeks.
Right. He never delayed his
he's
adventure.
He's always like, what? Okay, I'm going.
For term papers, he never delayed his adventure. Yeah. Or so it wasn't visualized.
Okay.
But we see Sean Connery on the little picture.
Yeah.
And Marcus Brody.
That's Junior.
Which the pictures are obviously taken directly from the set of those movies.
They all have to nod and like, remember when this shit was good? That's what they're doing. Like, remember when this shit was good?
Remember,
he's not old. He can punch a kick. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, I'm not sure. I didn't catch this. I don't know where he goes on his train. I don't know where he's going. When Indiana Jones gets on the train, I don't know where he's going.
I don't remember him getting on a train.
Oh, yeah. That's when he's approached by Mutt.
There was so many, like, sighs and eye rolls.
Because Mutt was going down the train track on his motorcycle, all cool, like, not running out of train track to drive down.
Yeah.
And he sees Indy, and then conveniently...
How did he know?
Oh, my God. He is not believable as a fucking badass 50s greaser. Like,
Mutt?
He spends so much time combing his fucking hair in that movie.
We're going to talk about Mutt now?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Somebody brought him up.
No, okay. No, he's come up in the scene.
Right. Yeah.
So
any diehard Indiana Jones fan right away is going to say, his name is Mutt, right? Okay. So
Indy
called himself Indiana, which, was, as Sean Connery pointed out, was he was named after the dog. So Indiana called himself Indiana after the dog. You know, his name is Henry. And now Mutt, who a Mutt, which is a dog reference, is coming to find Indiana Jones, and his mom is conveniently Marion. Like, clearly, like,
they
from the point A, you knew that Mutt was going to be Jones's illegitimate child. Like, it was transparent.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even need to do.
There was no Luke,
Mutt.
I am your father kind of anticipation whatsoever.
Wasn't it kind of announced that he was?
You mean, like, in the previews?
Well, I mean, it was kind of like.
It was
almost common knowledge people that knew about the movie.
Because they
interacted with more than 30 seconds, you knew they were fucking related.
Yeah.
I mean, they just...
Right, but his Williams was his father.
Well, let me ask this. That guy, yeah. But are you more against the idea of Mutt Williams, or are you more against Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf. It's a Shia LaBeouf problem, because I feel like if anybody... I don't like the name Mutt. I feel like that was too much. That was...
It's not even that it's Shia LaBeouf for me, because I didn't see any, like, I feel like you have, like, a negative against him because of the Transformer movies. I'd bypass that. He was just completely, he's too pretty. He didn't have dirt. He had nothing. Everything was in place. Like, he kind of reminded me of the 50s greasers. I just saw, like, a Facebook post of, like, when somebody says I like hair, they picture this. And it's, like, pretty little young tweaks with long hair. And it's, like, what I really mean this. And it's, like, people from movies or, like from the Jon Snow show.
Game of Thrones.
Like, all the long, buff, burly, like, that's what I mean. He had no grit. I'm pretty, but there was no fucking grit.
But yeah, because he was a spoiled mama's boy who was pretending to be a greaser. Yeah,
it was like like somebody's like, I'm gonna change schools and I'm gonna retire. I'm gonna invent myself.
I'm gonna
be
myself.
A bad guy. Yeah, No.
I someone different maybe to play him. That
I feel like
I didn't. He wasn't even like look
Mutt,
wise.
They had to get rid of the word Mutt.
Not a fan of the Mutt.
Yeah,
though.
That was just it was too transparent. It like took away from the whole Indiana and from it didn't. I don't feel it added to the storyline. I feel it took away from it.
Yeah. Is it bad that I didn't even fucking remember his name? I didn't bother to remember what they called him.
I personally, I think
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia if you take out his personal life and his other movies, if it's just how he is in this movie, I think he did okay. I think he did okay. I think the idea of him is good. Yeah. I think some of the things they make him do, especially later on, are really, really, really bad.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I think the idea of him is okay. You got to say, is who Short Round or Mutt?
Short Round.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know how much that kid fucking screams?
I don't care.
He's adorable.
At least he's a fucking kid. He's got a goddamn excuse.
But he's ride or die. Like, he's 4 foot tall and he's driving that car.
And whatever happened to Short Round?
He grew up, so he's not cute anymore.
Isn't Last Crusade?
He invented a whole bunch of shit for the Goonies.
Isn't Last Crusade like 2 years after Raiders?
Maybe. Like 1938? He just paid for a really nice boarding school for him, and he went on to be a grown-up.
Maybe.
We don't know. He went on to do Goonies, right? Yeah. Isn't the same actor?
Yeah, he's been kicking him out like crazy like that. Yeah. 1 year Temple of Doom, 1 year the Goonies. What's coming up next?
Only Google knows.
Yeah, oh something crazy. Something amazingly good, I'm sure. But for some reason, so Mutt finds him there at the train, on the train, picks him out like he's knows his face by fucking heart.
Right.
Even though he didn't know he was a professor, so how did he know where he was?
And he didn't know that he was his father, even though his name is Henry Jones Jr. and he's Henry Jones III, but they didn't know. Ooh, no shit. Clue.
I'm thinking maybe she changed his name to when she married the dude. Maybe she changed
Henry
his name
Williams.
Too. And when he got old enough, it was already changed, and so she never told him.
Yeah, because at the end he's like, "You never said it was blah, blah, blah."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember names. I don't think they're important.
You made it to the end.
So they go to. They go to Arnie's Diner.
Arnie's? Like Happy Days? Arnie?
Well, that's what it's called. It's called Arnie's Diner. And Mutt tells him about Harold Oxley. Mentions Harold Oxley. And, yeah, go ahead, go quick. And then you have to pour shots and you come back. But what'd you think of the diner scene, Adios?
The diner scene.
Not a fan? Or
you know what? It doesn't even stand out. I had a really hard time getting through that movie for the fourth time.
Okay, well, we're going to say what we thought about the first time we saw it, and then at the end of the show, we'll say what we thought about it now.
I see.
So, I'll give you our rating system.
Okay.
Are you aware of our rating system?
No, I'm blind.
Okay. Well, it's top is keg. Next one is, like, a case, and then, like, next one low is, like, a 12-pack, or no, like a 6-pack, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, 6-pack. And then, like, lowest one is, like, a tapper.
A tapper.
But you can kind of, like, do whatever you want, right. Just going from keg to fucking...
From keg to tapper?
Yeah, yeah.
Where do I root the diner scene?
No, I'm talking about the movie. You're going to talk about where to do the movie.
The first time I saw it?
Yeah, first time you saw it, where would you put it? And then later we're going to talk about where you put it.
The first time I saw it, it was, like, somewhere between, like, a case and a 6-pack.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. It was middle of the road. Like, my enthusiasm died probably, like, 20 minutes into the movie, and it hasn't recovered since, truly. Like, and it makes me sad because, like, I love Indiana Jones. Like, I play the Lego video game, Indiana Jones. I've played them all, even Crystal's Skull from the video game, and I thoroughly enjoy it as a video game.
As a video game.
Collecting little coins and building apparatuses. But, no. Not in real life. Like, if I'm not controlling it, it's aggravating.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I kind of feel the same way when I first saw it, too, about that.
I was just let down. You know, you have so much anticipation, like you said. How many years has it had it been? 18, 19 years? Yeah. A ridiculous amount of time. Harrison Ford is older, so you have to account for that. You're trying to suspend disbelief and go, okay, this 70-year-old man can still kick ass because he's Indiana Jones, and I don't want to see any other douchebag pretend to be Indiana Jones because Harrison Ford is still alive.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I disagree with you. I think... A new Indiana Jones would be awesome.
Really? But who? Who would be your new Indiana Jones? I mean, who could fill his shoes? Who
Chris Pratt could do it in a second.
I do like Chris Pratt. I mean, that's...
Chris Pratt could totally be Indiana Jones.
Okay. Because I love him in Jurassic Park, and I love him in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. I love him as fat guy in fucking Parks and Rec, so...
I miss him as fat guy in Parks and Rec.
I know, you're hot for him.
Yes, I was. She's and, like, when diddle, he got buffed, I'm fest. Like, no,
her
it's
fat,
still good,
Chris
but
Pratt.
I miss, yeah.
She's diddle
I
fest.
I totally
She's
am.
Double-clicking a mouse to that.
When they said that, no one is ever going to play Indiana Jones with Harrison Ford when they made that announcement like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
That hurt.
I know. It makes me... Well, but I don't know. It has to be done right. It really has to be done right.
But you know what?
You know?
Or
why
they
does
can
it
do
have
it?
To be him? Why can't it be like a next gen? Well, they
or they can
to
do it.
Not Booth, like he has a son.
Yeah. No. Or they can do it like James Bond, where they have different actors play him in different adventures. They can do it any time period.
There's
they can do whatever they want.
A lot of James Bond.
And
Sean
some of them you're
going to
like, some of them you're not, and but they're going to have 20 fucking movies of it.
Why can't you like Dread Pirate Robinson it? And like just like the character, like the essence of him is now the archaeologist that really
did you just Princess Bride us?
Well, yes, I did. I totally did.
Because I got a question for you. Is Indiana Jones an interesting character?
Yeah, he's awesome.
How? What kind
he's
of?
He's
what?
Like he's a smooth motherfucker. He always gets the ladies. He's hella smart.
But does he
because
have any
he's
kind
putting
of
something
that,
nerdy
like,
and knowledge into something hot and adventurous? And you like
he's
what
a total
the,
package,
the whole the
mind
whole
and body.
But does he like have any kind of evolution as a character? Does he learn things? Does he evolve like many movie characters do? Like look at like Han Solo for example, how he goes and evolves and changes and becomes somebody. Indiana Jones doesn't really have that.
Well, he's an archaeologist.
Nowadays,
he's
do you really have
pony.
To involve? Like, look how many fucking Sharknado and Fast and Furious. Do you really have to involve? Like evolve? Evolve nowadays? You're it's all about devolving now. See, it's happening.
Well, I mean, I agree that it's happening, but should it be? And I'm just saying, well, Indiana Jones though it's his essence, it's his character that really kind of makes him, you know, and Harrison Ford, of course, but it's more of the hat, it's the whip. You know, you don't picture him out doing things without that.
There has been another Indiana Jones, River Phoenix.
Oh, and
the prequel, young Indiana Jones.
And
right?
The TV show, too.
Oh, who played Indiana Jones in the TV show?
I think it's Sean William Scott, but it's not that.
No, it's not Stifler.
But it's a name like that. Sean Connolly.
He's got these three names.
Sean. I don't know. I think it's Sean something or Michael Sean
we'll
Douglas.
We'll come back to that.
This whole
Steve,
movie
Sean,
was just so
Dean.
Convoluted. It tried to put so much shit into it, though, to where...
It tried to make us the thing we remembered so much that we hated it.
And to be perfectly honest, a lot of the middle, I just don't really remember. I just remember a lot of them trying to shove in, like, scenery and things that looked like from, like little tidbits and a couple of seconds from, like, all the other movies and, like, shoved in until they finally got to the end.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what? And it's like, there's so much shit going on. It seems like that girl that was Natasha was only in it to, like, being as fucking reminiscent from the one with Sean Connery.
Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, the Kate Blanchett character was only in there because of the fucking, the one with Raiders of the Lost Ark with Sean Connery. That's the right one, name.
No,
right?
Last Crusade.
Last Crusade. Yeah. And because that's how they, like, with the Russian or, the, like, the, that was German Nazis, but still.
It's
horrible.
And then when you look at the plot, how it plays out, like, are the Russians really evil in this? The only thing they really do is evil.
Everybody's just greedy.
The only thing the Russians really do is evil is kill those guys at the guard tower in the beginning. They shoot all them. They don't really kill a whole lot of people. They don't really do anything. They kill all the natives. That's off camera, too. Later on, when they show up, they kill all them.
Yeah.
A lot of the violence in this movie is really low-key, actually. A lot of it's done off-screen, and a lot of it doesn't even happen.
Did they do that more, like, PG, though, so more people can, like, get this theater?
Well, it was PG-13.
Though? Yeah, that's probably why.
Well, you know, Temple of Doom inspired the PG-13 rating.
Okay.
It came out as PG. And back then, they went G, PG, R.
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom comes out with, you know, them ripping hearts out.
And you eat monkey
like
brains
that. Yeah,
and, like, live snakes.
Like that.
They had other things that make made up for it.
So
this one,
that movie and along with Gremlins. Those two movies were like the big controversial talking point. Mm-hmm. They said, we need another rating in here somewhere. We need something between PG and R.
Yeah, so that's...
And that's how PG-13 came about. And then the next year, Red Dawn was the first PG-13 movie. In 1985.
That was a good
Patrick
original.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, lots of guys.
Okay, so but there was, the character who played young Indiana Jones from 1992 to 1993 during the TV series was Sean Patrick Flannery.
Oh, I was fucking close.
Yeah, you definitely had the three name going on.
And Sean was one of them.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Is he dead?
Let's find out. Actually, no. You know who he is? Sorry. No, this is hot. Okay, a little side story. He is the brother. He's not the guy from Walking Dead, but the other guy from Boondock Saints. How about that?
Oh.
Yeah, so young Indiana Jones was the other brother in Boondock Saints.
The taller blonde one.
Yeah, the not taller the spiky hair. Not the one who ended up being Daryl on Walking Dead, but the other guy from the first one.
Okay.
How about that? And he was also in Powder. Okay. According to the internet.
Gay
was
internet.
He powder?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was. Jeremy Powder Reed.
Holy fuck.
He had so
I know,
much
right?
makeup and
so
no hair. How the fuck could you tell?
So versatile.
Yeah.
And those
who knew?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah. I enjoyed most of those movies.
Cool, cool.
But yeah, the whole, like, the whole, like, Crystal Skull, though. The whole
okay,
movie.
Yeah, well,
Sorry,
let's get,
we?
We're at the chase scene.
Yeah.
We're barely through into this movie here. So we have to kinda
I know, I'm trying.
Let's reel it
I'm
in.
I'm trying.
So we're at the chase scene in Bedford, Connecticut. And they go in the chase scene with Mutt on the motorcycle. And,
right. And Andy's on
the
back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. This was, like, one of my favorite parts of the movie, actually, I think.
It wasn't bad. It was believable.
Yeah, except for the whole greaser, the Jets versus the Sharks, and
yeah.
the fucking diner.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way.
And they're, like, perfectly segregated when
right.
it starts.
It's very
convenient. They're all on one side, the other side.
Well,
and
that's how they were able to escape the bar,
instinctively, because he was
wearing
a jacket.
But Mutt could have somehow did it where they all just fight each other randomly. You know, that would have been...
Well,
but,
that was more,
but
like...
I guess,
that was more, like, instigated by Harris.
And they're trying to do a throwback,
but Mutt had the jacket on, so they instinctively defended their own. It was the 1950s, and...
Yeah.
Everybody was
segregated. That's right.
It's kind of goofy, I guess, but I would let that one slide if that was
the worst part of the movie. That's better
that
than that's still better than
but
you know, Nuclear Blonde.
These were filmed around the New Haven, Connecticut, the real town, and around the Yale campus. That's why it looks. I mean, I think it looks great. The buildings are going to look great. When they crash through the library, that's where we get our Wilhelm scream.
Ah.
Wow.
From nearby, yeah. He jumps out of the way, and then they stop, and immediately some kids there delivering some comic relief ask him questions about his class, which is,
right.
is stupid.
And then he says, you got to get out of the library. The part you talked about earlier.
Yeah. We're lucky, let's just get out in the field and find the library.
So then we cut to Indy and Matt, and they're at Indiana's house, hanging out. They're trying to fill out this letter.
Right. No.
Now,
he's archaeology.
But the KGB is looking for you?
They're probably going
to
come check
out your
house.
Where's the first place
they're
going to go?
Right.
If they don't know where to go, where's the first place they're going to go? They're going to say, well, let's go check his house.
Was the house in disarray that it looked like they had already been there?
I don't think so. But
no, not really.
But they decide that they need to go to Peru. They read the letter and...
Right, and then that's when our favorite part of the Indiana Jones
series comes to
life.
He thought it was like a hidden letter.
Where the plane goes doo-doo-doo-doo, and you watch the plane on the map go to all these various places, and then it ends up in your destination, and you're just kind of enjoying the intermission. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah,
well, they go to Peru from, like, the letter that Ox, that was, like, a prisoner.
The
lines only the gods can read. And
right, which is crop circles, because clearly we're dealing with...
aliens.
Interdimensional beings.
Which somehow has to do with Roswell, too, I guess.
Right. But not aliens.
That's kind of like
interdimensional
where
beings.
Yeah.
You have to be PC about this, okay? Mm. Oh, it's not professional to say aliens, because they were interdimensional beings.
I don't know
beings.
If I can, I'm... Oh, we're drinking, though.
I keep thinking of the tequila. It's the black cherry.
I know. We should probably go back to the tequila, actually. The black cherry's a little wild.
Let's
yeah,
talk
what are we
more about
tonight?
The movie, though. We need to get
what are we drinking tonight? Whatever's in front of us.
No, we got a bottle of some kind of tequila.
We got some Hornitos. Hornitos tequila.
It's pretty good tequila, though.
It doesn't make me vomit. It's
my
awesome.
Husband, Andy Bowles, picked that up. Or Andy. Sorry.
Well, see, I was going to wait. I was going to say, and we also had the 99 black cherries. I was going to say, guess who brought which bottle?
My
because
bad.
I was at a liquor store going... Well, what will
these,
girls want to drink? Yeah, get something kind of fruity.
Right.
I saw the night.
Yeah, the vagina. I'm like, fuck it. We're supposed to get drunk. Tequila.
I was thinking like a big bottle of cherry doctor or something like that. I was thinking like that.
Jason was being courteous. Jolene was being efficient.
Jolene brings the tequila. Shit, we're already halfway through that fucking tequila bottle.
Oh, no, it was open when we got here. It's
but
okay.
We did not
that
have
far.
That much.
No, it was.
Yeah.
And it's only 8:30, kids.
Okay, we got to get through the movie. Sorry, it's tip.
Oh, is there a movie?
Wait, well,
Indiana Jones.
So they get to Peru.
And the Crystal Skull.
Why did Mutt bring his motorcycle on? You know.
Why did he strap it to the plane and bring it along?
Because it's going to come up later in the film. It's going to be a major plot
right.
point.
Transportation.
So the whole movie is them just going back and forth for the fucking Crystal Skull up until this, though.
Well, no. So
well,
they,
not before
so,
this, they
okay,
were...
Well, no, so, okay, so they meet each other on the train platform. They go to
no,
his house.
No, because the KGB
they
has
just,
it because
they
of the fucking
magnets.
They dissolve
the letter. Right. Okay, yeah, but the KBG... Yeah, the Russians have this shit. They know what they're doing. They're doing a separate thing from Indy and Mutt. They're doing their own thing. When Indy shows up, they'll use him to their advantage, and he'll conveniently comply because he loves solving puzzles. And But
yeah, sure.
But they're doing their own thing, right? And mm-hmm. so they're separate. Okay, so then Indy's like, "Hey, I totally solved this letter because me and Ox are down bros."
But there's the reason why they're solving the letter is to get the fucking skull back, though.
Right. Everything's about the skull. So yeah, then they go to this
tug of
temple
war with this goddamn skull.
Right. To get the skull, though. No, the skull's fucking easy. They're like, I climbed down into this temple, and then oh look, there's seven dead dudes, and behind one of the dead dudes is a skull.
Well, first
and
they get
to gold.
There were barely any bugs. There was like one scorpion that bit Mutt, and Indy was like, "Oh, it's big. You're cool."
Is that true?
I don't know.
Oh, you're a fucking nurse. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, I am a nurse, but I don't know about scorpion size. Yeah. Okay.
There is a reason why. There is a reason why they use the Empire Scorpion, which is the large black one in a lot of movies.
Is that like
they
using,
are not that.
Is that like using like a brown tarantula, like brown tarantula?
Or the rose hair tarantula?
They're
big, but they're passive.
Right,
but yeah.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
All
yeah.
Right. So okay. So bigger. So if you're gonna be bit by something, it should be big because tiny means
the
death.
The scarier that it looks, like it's the bigger
the
bark and less of a bite.
Right. All right. So
but go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
So they arrive in Peru.
Right.
And they get to the what's called
the
a
temple.
Locals. Well, no, they're at the hospital. They find Oxley's scribbles.
Yeah, because he was
in
like
the sanitarium.
Yeah, the sanitarium. Yeah, one website called it a psychiatric hospital. I'm like, this looks.
It's a sanitarium because of the time.
Yeah, and because of the way it looks like shit. You know, mm-hmm. like psychiatric hospitals have running water or something. But
right,
they find his scribbles on the wall, the floor, and
the
cell.
All the alien
everything's
scribbles.
Like ritual.
Right, return.
And Indy figures out that it's a riddle.
Right, because he's the man.
They talk about the. Aurelia, his cradle, Aurelia's cradle. They talk about this person, Aurelia.
Return to cradle.
Right. Aurelia.
Yeah. Somebody's cradle.
And that's actually Francisco de Aurelia, who's actually a real person. He's a conquistador. There you go, thank you. Who searched for this city. He's a real guy. He lived from 1511 to 1546.
Like Pancho Villa and shit.
Yeah, he completed the first known navigation of the entire length of the Amazon River.
That's hot.
And the river was initially named after him. It was called Rio de Aurelia. And he found the city of Paris in what is now Ecuador. And he died in the Amazon.
Clearly.
So.
His passion. Alive.
Well, that's the guy they get down in here. And they
right.
go to the cemetery
well,
to go dig
cool.
out, right?
It's cool. See, that's nice. We like, just like with...
that they actually did a little
like,
bit of research
right,
and put a whole bunch
of
bullshit in
right,
it.
Exactly. Yeah. That they throw a little bit of actual history in there so you learn something.
Well, this
from
is the guy they go to.
Kinda
they
like
go
Fox
to
News.
Find his...
His grave, right,
yeah.
where they find the skull hidden behind him conveniently because
yeah.
nobody bothered to check behind the corpse.
No, it wasn't behind him. It was behind the other guy, wasn't it?
I don't know.
The one that was tore
in
open
charge
already?
Of the
it was the one that was open a little bit.
That was already
like,
open. It was
because
behind
because
that
he replaced it because
right,
he couldn't
because
fully
because
return
Ox
it because
turned
of
it. Returned
okay.
it. Ox
okay.
those
it.
People that we're going to talk
right.
about later.
Yeah.
That the KGB killed.
Ox, he was all long-haired and crazy. And like
he was the only character I liked.
He was a little bit of like Ozzy Osbourne on his reality show. He was a little Sharon. Like you didn't know what was going on.
I'm Prince of fucking... Dog,
the
yeah.
Prince of
but
fucking
get,
Dog, man.
Scrubbles.
Okay, I'm reeling
okay.
it in, reeling it in.
All right, reel it in.
They go to the cemetery, which
right.
is guarded with these strange guys in, like, face paint. They're, like, Kiss fucking fans.
Right, with the weird...
And they make these weird noises, like...
the weird little, like, pygmy ninjas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, who are, like, not cool with you visiting.
And there's the one with the poison dart.
Right.
Yeah, that
but
he blows back into
it. Jumps up and blows it in his face.
Which, isn't that a repeat from another movie?
But I love that. That was okay. I didn't have
they
a problem
did
that with
throughout
that.
The
You want to know why? Because that was Indiana Jones' only kill in the whole movie.
Really?
That was the only legitimate,
I like it when he kills
straight
people.
Out that he kills
That's
people.
Right.
In other movies, he's killed dozens in the other
right.
ones.
Right, Indiana
yeah.
was a little harder. He had a little more edge in
the
previous film.
The whole middle of the movie, I don't remember much. It was just a whole bunch of, like, just cliches of, like,
da, da, da,
not
da, da,
like
da,
the other movie.
This,
yeah.
this graveyard set... It looked really bad. It seemed like they were filming, like, in a sound studio in L.A.
Yeah.
It just looked,
yeah,
it looked
bad.
Fake. And it does that later on, the quicksand
it's
thing.
Like a video
later
game.
On, looks fake as hell, too.
Yeah.
It just, uh-huh. it just like, doesn't sound right. The lights don't look right.
The quicksand.
It doesn't look real
those
at all.
We get into the quicksand like... scene.
Yeah, we'll get to that, yeah.
Yeah.
But they discover the skull. They find it. And they figure out that Oxy
put
it there.
They
put
it in
here.
Their knapsack.
So, and this is where the magnets come up again.
Magnets, right?
Because
the
all of a sudden, gold is attracted to
okay,
it.
Anything.
Instead of just regular
But at
anything.
Least they do say that about,
Okay,
know.
So the Ark
I first
of
saw that, I was like, what, gold? And then Muttley says something.
Ooh,
Muttley,
gold's not
Muttley.
A magnetic.
Muttley.
Everybody knows that.
Fucking
like
skeptic. Scooby-Doo and shit. Hanna-Barbera
and
Muttley.
And then the KGB go and try to take it from him.
Right. Yeah.
Once they get it.
No, but okay, but the whole magnet, any metal is magnetic. Technically, the Ark of the Covenant should have fucking magnetically drawn itself to this crystal skull then, because they were in the same place.
Well, all the light pictures should have faced that way.
Yeah, everything should have faced that way.
Instead of when it wants to fucking attract
metal. It was selective magnetism.
Just like when he pulls...
Kind of like selective hearing.
When he pulls the skull out...
I do what I want to do, bitches.
I didn't hear that.
He pulls the skull out, and he has it sitting there, and then fucking Muttley's sitting there with his knife, sitting there for a second, and blah, 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 and all of a sudden, after a minute, it sits there, and then it decides to magnetize
right,
and
then
take it.
Then he loses his grip, per se. Yeah.
But so they escape, and they think they get out, and they're surrounded by the Soviets. They're up there waiting for him.
Because
so,
Natasha is on top of the ship.
But you notice
this is when their stories overlap again.
But you notice they're sitting there with their guns out, waiting for him, just standing there waiting.
Right, because
how
they're
long
all
were they fucking waiting?
They're all willing to let Indy do the work. That's the thing. That is that is the one consistency
you know
through
what,
all
you
of his stories is that Indy does the legwork. Okay, like seriously,
the bad guys scoop in and take the rewards.
Exactly. Let's go back to my favorite movie. Okay, right. So what does he do? He's the penitent man. He gets on his knees. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. He determines the optical illusion, and he throws the sand on the fucking. You know, he's always the guy. He's your puzzle solver.
To tell you where the wind is.
Right. Like it's you know, and I mean,
but it's like believable shit. It's not like pulling out shit.
Nope,
like
it
only like a
me
millionaire
of my marriage,
would have or some
really,
shit.
It reminds me of Nate and I because like
he's every figuring the shit out of
every video game Nate and I play. Like I'm the Indiana Jones. Like I'll figure out how the puzzle works so that you can kill the
you
bad
kill
guy.
The bad guys.
It's symbiotic and it's special.
I thought it was funny because these guards are standing there waiting for him.
So Natasha's willing.
How long
She's
are they waiting?
Willing. Who, it
what,
doesn't matter.
What if Indy and Mud died down there?
Well, then
how long would they have stood there and waited with their guns sitting there?
Until
did they take shift turns?
Until she said otherwise. Yeah. I think
at sunset and they're like, fuck, okay. We got to do it ourselves now.
Well, I'm sure, I imagine their shifts were 8 to 12 hours.
Just stand there, hold your gun, point at the hole.
They're going to wait until sunset. I'm like, fuck, we got to do it ourselves now instead of just stealing it from
Andy
after
some
he does it.
At some point, she would have sent them down there to die. You know, but Indy was just so efficient.
Which he always is.
Well,
he's conveniently efficient.
So he gets this crystal skull.
And he puts it in his knapsack, which was so important. Don't forget the backpack.
Oh, yeah.
It
has to be in the
knapsack. Don't forget the backpack.
Can't pick up the sword without a backpack on it. So they're going to get taken to camp. I think this is a good time for us to take a little break. They are getting...
intermission.
Jones and Mud are captured by the Soviets. So,
oh, no.
I mean, they must be dead.
What else could possibly happen?
I'm doing the intermission song.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
I also have terrible things like... Sambuca. And Blackberry Brandy, because we're a classy household. Blackberry brandy is the key to surviving any illness. We learned that from living with Jason.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Just to let you know, hey, we are Drunk Film Commentary, DFC for short. Sometimes you can find us on Facebook, like our Facebook,
like
our posts.
Like
it helps
it.
Us. We're on Instagram at drunk_film_commentary. Like our posts on there.
Like them.
You can get on iTunes and leave us a review. Would be great. Reviews, just get on there, give us a 5-star review, and say anything. Say these people kick fucking ass or something.
You're thoroughly entertained.
Say they're A-okay with me, because that doesn't rhyme, but it's still cool. And, but yeah, give us a rating on Instagram or iTunes.
iTunes.
It helps bust up your ratings too, and more people see your podcast. So
makes it easier to find future episodes.
Yeah, and that stuff's all free. If you really want to, you know, like us, you can get us on Patreon, and you can donate. You know, do you want to buy us a drink? Pretty much. Hey, find Drunk Film Commentary on Patreon, and you can hook us up. And if you donate $20, you get to pick a movie for us.
Pick that movie.
So you donate $20 to patreon.com, Drunk Film Commentary. And or you can do it like $1 a month. You can just do something little. Hey, throw us a couple bucks.
Listen to us rant about the movies
some
that you don't like in
yeah,
the
you'll
future.
Yeah, you'll get extra bonus segments in there maybe. Like,
who knows?
Yeah.
We see your name and it's funny, we may mention it.
Oh, yeah. Jolene's pointing at something.
Oh. I figured it out.
The shots, yes.
Just looking at the technology.
So that's it. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah. That's us.
All the dot coms.
Drunk Film Commentary.
Find us there.
Obviously,
and we're
drunk.
Back. We are back with more talk from Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. That's it.
Horrible, horrible movie.
I need that written somewhere. God damn it. When we last left our heroes were trapped.
No.
Oh,
no.
Captured.
Oh boy.
In the Amazon jungle.
Are
no
we
by Russians?
After the anthills.
By Russians. Before, because
we haven't had Ox. Ox is the only kind of character that I kind of like throughout.
Well, this
the
is
movie.
Where we meet Oxley.
We need to meet Ox
formally
again.
And this
for
is
the
your
first time.
This is your favorite character, or anything?
I kind of think so.
Yeah?
Like he was the one that didn't piss me off the most.
Okay.
Because he was
crazy.
Dementia.
I you know what? I can relate to crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Well, I love when they see him. He's a crazy raver dancing in the fucking front of the
yes,
fire.
Right?
Like
yeah.
He's at Burning Man and shit. Mm-hmm. He's having a great time.
He saved him in the ants. And that was the only scene. Like, it was ridiculous. But I'm like, I'm horror film, so I'm like, I kind of enjoyed a little bit of the ridiculous of the engulfing of the people, the ants, but that's later on in the movie.
That's delicious.
I'm jumping ahead.
Sorry.
I'm jumping ahead.
They also find Marion Ravenswood.
Mom, who is being
Mary
held
Williams.
Hostage.
You know,
Williams is being held hostage. Conveniently held hostage. Conveniently saved.
You know, I do have to say it's the girl that I've liked the most out of, like.
Oh, yeah. She's a brunette, so she's not as dumb whore as the rest of them.
She's also the same actress, and I'm going to show my vagina in terms of endearments.
Right,
and
right.
She's always, you know, she's always true. She's
and
more
she
hard.
Strong.
She's not a dumb bimbo in anything she's ever played. She's always got a voice and grit, and I've always liked her.
Yeah, and she's.
I actually wish she had a little bit more in this movie.
She was in Animal House, right?
Was she?
I think
she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think Karen Allen was great. I think she looked great. I feel bad that people are criticizing how she looks.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
She's like
good.
In her 50s. She looks great.
She looked great.
Yeah.
She looked fine.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Appropriate.
They didn't try to, like, overdo the makeup on her.
Right.
She, like, went more natural. She looked good.
Okay, so then let's compare her real quick to Leia.
Well.
You know, in episode 7.
I thought Leia was
You know, everybody gave
too.
Leia, everyone gave Carrie Fisher a hard
but
time in
knowing
episode 7.
Carrie Fisher's past and
right.
what everything that she's done to her body,
right.
I thought she looked great in
for
episode 7.
For partying hard, she
for
held
being
it well.
50 and,
right.
yes.
And she rocked it.
Yeah, I thought she looked
60
great.
60 almost.
Right.
Yeah.
She died at 60.
I thought she looked great. I've always liked Carrie Fisher, though. I mean,
well, she's a great person, character.
She's had a lot of like little tidbits. She's been able to laugh about herself throughout the year. She's always done like a little like she was in a little bit of like Austin Powers there as a therapist. She's always been able to laugh about herself and done like tidbit little parts, and I liked that about her. Yeah.
But back to Karen Allen.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
sorry.
Right. But and more importantly, Marion Ravenswood or Mary Williams or whatever the fuck she wants to go by this week.
Or
Beyonce or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Are we all a little disappointed that he didn't recognize the name
when he said Mary Williams?
Yeah.
And he was like, "Who? I know a lot of Marys, kid.
I fucked so many Marys."
You know what? I'm not sure if I fell for it the first time. Maybe I did. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just playing hard to get. He was like, "I know who your mom is. I know you're my kid, but I
but
just
why
don't
would he press it? Because he didn't
it.
Think it was really him. Because he thought that other dude.
He just figured Marion was a whore.
My mom gets around. Gets
well,
around,
I think you know. All respect to Karen Allen. She's
right,
great.
Right.
I do not think they need Marion in this movie at all.
So Marion,
Karen Allen.
She's
the most useless character.
Karen Allen is often confused with the chick from Superman, right? Karen Allen and
Margot Kidder.
Right, they are often compared to each other in comic book and movie.
I have my list of they're useless character, annoying character, worst character, and best
compared.
Character.
Yeah. They're compared.
And Marion is my useless character of the movie.
I think the only reason why I think she was useless...
She doesn't do anything. She drives a car or what?
I think it was bad writing. I think they only, like, we need
right.
to get
but
her
she was
in
okay Raiders, and Raiders...
Oh, I'm not blaming her. I'm not blaming Karen Allen at all. She,
in Raiders, she had
she
the fucking
what she
the
could.
Medallion,
I think
she
did the best
the
of what they fucking gave
oh, yeah,
her.
Yeah.
She held
that's,
her own.
I'm not blaming her. I'm blaming them.
And her origin story.
I'm blaming the people that wrote
but they're like, oh, fuck, we have her. We got to, like, have her say something
use
every
her.
Once in a
yeah,
while. And that's
they
all they...
They
yeah,
didn't
Mutt
need
is,
they
Mutt,
did
our
no.
star,
they
Mutt
just had her come
problem child.
The only nod they gave to her was the boat scene. The car to the boat, into the nod, into the river, but that's way...
You know what it should have been? It should have been Mutt was some... He mentioned her name, and Indiana Jones actually didn't know her. And Marion isn't in that movie at all. And then Indiana Jones steals Mutt's girlfriend.
Just like Sean Connery
yeah.
fucked the Nazi
there you go, yeah.
before Indy fucked
yeah,
the Nazi.
Yeah.
But before he stole his girlfriend, she had to write I love you in her eyelids.
That's how we can make it better. There we go.
Right.
But and Marion shows up with the she first she says, get your damn hands off me, and then she Indiana Jones. Like
later,
right away, right when
she
walks
out.
Hard
to get.
Well, no, she it's both throwback lines. The movie's like full of fucking throwbacks.
Everything. It was a rip-off of everything before, like any kind of like 30-second to like 2-minute like iconic scene
punny.
From all the movies.
Yeah.
It was just thrown in.
Oh yeah.
Well, how? Okay.
But then they have Jones captured. And Natasha's using the skull on him.
Yeah. Right.
Pulls the skull out.
The skull talks to Indy. It only talks to Oz and it talks to Indy. Only, seriously, scholars.
You're
fun to be around. People like you.
I'm just going to keep on calling her.
The skull
her.
Only
yeah.
talks to them.
I'm going to keep on the Russian, the girl, the main girl. I'm
Natasha.
Just going to keep on calling her Natasha.
Right.
Is that her name? Or, okay.
Natasha.
The only kind of thing.
She
was
used to be in Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Yes.
Now she's in the
wait, her name's not like
but her character. Her character in the movie for the Russians.
Irina.
And the reason why they want to get their hands on the skull is because they want to do more
mind control,
ESPN, whatever. The only reason why I did kind of like that was very big into the intelligence and war intelligence during the time frame that they're trying to set the movie in.
Okay.
And they had to drill
Hitler
it so hard than what time
control.
The frame it was because it was just.
Yeah, they could have done that better with someone that wasn't Natasha.
Oh, my... I love her
what
as
if it
an
was,
actress. She's a great actress.
What if it was...
But that role...
Cate Blanchett failed in this role.
What?
She was better in the Bill Murray Aqua role.
What if they did this?
Did.
Yeah. What if
Aqua
she played an American agent who they were working against... Or they were doing things that were unethical... And Indiana Jones didn't like that, and they were trying to get harness this
because it belongs in a museum.
Yeah, and Indiana Jones stopping. It's Indiana Jones versus the Americans.
It feels like they were.
They really
was so terrible that I could have. I don't know.
This movie kind of really blew up Harrison Ford, or not Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones as a American more than any other movie did.
Right.
Yeah.
Other movies kind of made him like universal, kind of like
right.
he was just like an everyman. Yeah.
So it didn't matter
but
what country
this one, it's like
he
he's
from.
USA,
he's
like
a dumb
all the way.
U.S. American.
Because he gets fired for his job for associating with a Soviet spy.
But to me, it felt like they were just trying to push her as being a Russian so much to like try to relive too much the one with Sean Connery with the fucking Nazis.
Yeah.
It just seemed like the only reason why they had is
they
like,
went back to the well.
Well, in the 50s,
so
they needed a bad guy. They needed a. Who else are you going
to
do?
To me, that's the only reason
last
why they had him
last
be
Crusade,
Russian.
Though, when he walks up to Hitler and gets his fucking book autographed and Hitler doesn't even know. That's like an amazing scene. That's a great scene.
that's a great.
Classic Indiana Jones, like, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm about to be discovered. Oh, no, last minute, Hitler's so vain he doesn't even realize it kind of scene. That's a great scene. Cate Blanchett failed to capture that same kind of Joseph Stalin Hitler-esque authoritative quality.
Did she have to have that much of an accent?
No, it was ridiculous.
Kind of a little overpowered, maybe.
Put yourself in her situation.
It was very
the whole storyline was so convoluted, and was just trying to like throw in throwbacks and like try to force some kind of storyline. Is like, where am I trying to find who the fuck I am?
I know.
But okay,
you're just like impressed Indy was still alive. You're just like, yay, Indy, you're alive.
But I have the skull, right? And it was just a tug of war with the skull until they got to the
end.
And
then fucking Mud, who? Okay. How? Let's
well, yeah. So
Mud,
we get up to the part where the sand pit part.
Okay, the quick
which
sand.
I think is when the movie turns.
Okay, yeah.
I think Rewatching the movie this week, I was okay with it for a while there. The whole beginning part, the nuclear fridge part, I was okay with it. It's fucking Indiana Jones.
Right.
He fucking survives anything.
He's a badass. He's got
Indiana
skills.
Indiana Jones. For a while there, I was good.
You're holding on.
And then it's when Marion shows up, kind of. Unfortunately, because I really like Marion. All that. But first, they're in the sand pit.
Yeah.
And he just blurts out, "Oh, Mutt's your kid, by the way." Yeah. Because we're about to die.
He's Henry Jones the Third.
Bum-ba-dum-bum.
And then the snake comes out.
That was a huge eye roll. Right. That was a huge eye roll.
He's like a 5-year-old.
Say it's a rope, not a snake.
Yeah.
Just grab the snake. Another huge eye roll, though, is when they're doing the little race through the jungle. And it was
Before they got to the sand pit.
I don't know if it was before or after.
Like,
because the middle
during
sucked.
That scene.
Yeah.
During that scene when they're in the
It
jungle.
Was just too much of the fucking...
It wasn't
the
first time
scene.
They got away. Oh, they're not even in the car yet.
It was too much the cart scene from the other...
They're taken in the truck now.
Yeah.
Okay. The truck scene with that.
Yeah.
That's what happens next.
And then they're both in there.
Because they're captured because they send Oxley and Mutt for help.
They send Oxley for help.
Well, and Mutt, too.
And Oxley goes and gets a bad guy.
Mutt goes and gets a snake.
And Mutt goes and gets a snake. And he throws the snake at Indy.
Which,
and Indy is
a rope.
Snakes are, listen,
the
though.
Snake would have fallen apart.
Okay, here's the thing. Right, that's what Nate actually talked about.
Yeah.
Okay, so... So fucking Mutt goes and finds a snake as a rope, and he pulls his mom out with a snake, and the snake somehow lives, but it's kind of stretched out and longer than it started. Then he throws it at Indy, and Indy's like, "Fucking snakes, that's my trigger." And you know, he's like, "Snake saves the rope," right? And he has this whole diatribe about how he's not cool about snakes, and we all know because he's Indiana Jones, he's not cool about snakes.
They took it too far.
He doesn't like snakes.
Yeah, they did.
His dad doesn't like scorpions. Everybody's got a thing.
They should have made it like a 3 or 4 second thing.
A little bit, though.
So Indy grabs the snake and he stretches the snake out, and then Mutt throws it into the distance. But in reality,
he thrown it in his face, and he's like, "I'm not going to touch it."
But in reality, though, that snake should have torn in half.
Oh, for sure.
No, okay.
At the weight of the human being pulling it.
Okay, I understand that.
That snake should not have lived to tell the tale of Indiana Jones.
But another part that really fucking pissed me off, I'm going to nerd out a little bit on this.
Okay.
He throws it right before he actually grabs it and starts saying it's a rope.
It's a rope.
He's like, "Oh, it's a little slimy." Snakes are not fucking slimy. Snakes are not. They're not.
Says
slimy.
The scientist.
I'm gonna nerd out a little
chick
bit.
With
they're
the fucking biology
move.
And chemistry
they're
degree.
Scaled. They move. No, they're
it's not slimy.
It feels wet out. It feels
it's
wet.
Not.
It's moist. Is it
and
moist?
They're not.
If the air was
no.
moist,
was
he's the
thinking,
night moist?
It's gonna be an eel. If he's thinking fucking sucking. Something is slimy.
I love how angry she
gets. No.
I appreciate
snakes.
Her passion.
And there's, like, I remember, like, going
tell
to, like,
us, tell us, biologist.
When I was, like, 5 years old, the biggest misconception about snakes
is
they're
that
not
they're
slimy. They are not.
They
they're
have
very
grip.
Clean.
So what you're saying
because
is that,
need to
that
use their
he, that Mutt would have had grip. Along.
But this scene would have been awesome if it lasted, like, 3 seconds.
Right.
If a snake would have landed and Indiana Jones was like, ooh,
oh,
he kind of freaked out for a second.
Let's,
and then just close his eyes.
Let's
and then just close his
quick.
Eyes and grab, you know?
Let's compare it
what?
Real quick.
What about
to,
the burping of
on.
The quicksand?
Let's compare it real quick to Princess Bride, because Princess Bride had a quicksand scene, right? Remember?
Lightning
he,
sand.
Right,
yes.
And he jumped down with the fucking rope from the tree.
You are clever enough to discover
right.
what the way that looks
and
like.
And he jumps down, he gets her, and he pulls them both back up, and it's kind of quick, and you're like, oh, quicksand, that's scary, but we're out of it, so it's cool.
Ah.
And it kind of, you know, the progression of that scene where he, like, cuts a tree limb, which you're like, okay, vines.
You're looking at me like I've
seen
that movie.
There. You know,
you've never
seen
the Princess
Bride. Oh, that's your next movie, motherfucker. Sequel.
$20 on Patreon.com.
$20 on Patreon.com, and Jolene and I are with
I
you
would
again.
Like to do that one if you do
our
that.
Our follow-up movie.
Yes,
high five.
I would want...
I
we're
know
not
that
only one.
Visiting
oh
again
I
if you do Princess Bride. Seriously,
yeah.
your fan base, Raven,
well,
just call out to you, girl.
Drunk,
Princess
oh,
Bride.
I forgot our email. drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Suggestions.
So that's an email.
/ /
And we'll like put you on a spam list. We'll sell your shit.
Tell me how much I sound like a man, though.
You don't sound like a man.
Yes, I do.
What's that email again?
It's at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Whoa, all right, nice. So
one of us got
so
it.
So then they're captured. They're captured by, because Oxley went and found help. And
yeah,
they're in the middle
right.
of jungle, and Russians are searching for him.
Right.
Who is actually going to find help for?
Well, he had post-traumatic stress disorder.
And he's just crazy now. He stared at the skull too much, and now he's fucking crazy.
Well, I mean, can you blame
him? I stared at the skull, and I was not impressed.
I was pissed off
like,
that
it's
it was...
shiny. You know what? What's his
I
name?
I have...
From Ghostbusters.
He was talking Peter about Venkman.
Not Peter
Egon
Venkman.
Spengler.
The other guy.
Ray Stantz
hawks the crystal skull as a vodka.
Oh, yeah. Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd's yeah. like, I love yeah. crystal
cool
skull. Have
bottle.
Some crystal
one,
skull.
Yeah, one of the coolest bottles
right,
out there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a vodka to me, so I don't find it intimidating.
I have a huge problem with the skull, but we'll get to that later.
Okay, cool.
I have a huge problem.
So they're captured, they're taken through the jungle, and leading the way is the Russians' magical Acme Roadmaker machine.
Right,
the huge thing's kind of goofy looking.
Okay, it's really fun as a Lego. In Legos?
Oh, wow, okay, I bet,
cutting down the trees as a Lego and you get coins. It's a lot of fun.
Down like
it makes, like, perfect smooth roads for
them. It seriously
does.
Like you're, like, you're just like able to cut through that forest like nobody's business.
Those don't exist, though.
But you know what? Who also did that was Death Clock. Death Clock was able to cut
through Metalocalypse.
The Nile. They just dropped down and they murdered the Nile with their just...
Nice.
Cutting machine. So it happens.
Okay.
You know, the Nile is a victim to productivity.
Well, while this is happening, Indy and Marion, they're bickering in the back of the truck.
Right, right. They're having a conversation.
Well, because Indy just found out.
Right.
And
she
Mutt just found out, I guess.
In her dying
quicksand. While they're in the quicksand.
You're the third!
Eventually, they kick the fucking guard in the head.
In good unison.
They take out the guard, and
right,
then...
because he's still fucking Indiana Jones. He's just in post-traumatic stress because he had a son. He's a douche.
Do we have to mention that before this, he was, like, all for him quitting school and, like...
Right. Oh, yeah. That's subplot.
That was okay.
Way to pay attention.
That was okay. It was kind of goofy. It's kind of.
You can quit school because you're not my son.
If that was
supposed to
be the funny line,
school.
I could have taken that one. Instead of the snake and things like that, I would have gladly had that over that.
Yeah.
You take college complaints?
Yes.
All right. For
yes.
fake snakes?
Yes, definitely.
So, out of the quicksand, he knows he's...
Oh, they're in the truck already.
No,
now,
they're
right?
in the
so
truck,
no, right.
They kicked out the guard.
Right,
already.
Yeah.
So, they kicked out the guard and...
Venturing.
They take over and they... There's some stunts. The fucking shit comes bouncing down the fucking path. The wheels
but
bounce
they
off.
They manage to.
Somehow they're fine.
Yeah, it's pretty much just a tub of, like.
And then they take
one
over.
One guy has a skull, the other guy has back and forth.
Well, then they hop over to another car. They hop over to that
right,
water
it's
car
fine.
Thing.
And the
which happens
boat,
to have Mac
the
in
duck
it.
Boat.
Yeah.
If you go to the Wisconsin Dell,
yes.
you can go on that same
you can
particular
ride it.
Aquatic
pretty much her,
vehicle.
Miriam's only seen, though. She's like, I got this. I'm going off
I'm
the
quiz. I'm
going to
drive the duck boat.
I see the water.
Hey, that's a spoiler. We're not at that part yet.
But she's got those skills, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
That was her only scene.
Dude, aquatic duck boat is Marriott's mad skill.
We got some shit to bitch about before that part, though.
Oh, Lord.
Because, they get on there, and Max on board. This is when Max says, oh, I was a double agent.
I'm
actually
double
on this
agent,
side.
Right, so we're best friends again.
I tried telling you that when you're all
Indy,
crazy.
That's
shoot
Indy
that fucker.
Him in the face again, because Indy's like, oh, we're friends
he's
again.
He's a double, triple, quadruple, five-time, like, whenever.
Bye. What has some convenience for him.
And then comes a sword fight. Between Natasha and Mutt.
Oh, my God.
Which is sometimes
the sword's magnetic towards the skull, and sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
And Mutt is standing on the edge of the truck next to this large machine gun that's right on the hood, which
must... it's not vibrating him at all.
Well, it must not work at all. Otherwise, he'd grab it and shoot. But it does work later on. But sitting right there next to him. He's sitting with his knife or his sword out. And then Indiana Jones looks back. He looks back all proud, like, oh, that's my boy.
That's my boy.
And Marion's, like, talking about
his
footing. No, his footing, like, how
like,
he's standing.
Oh, pay attention, because he took that class.
Yeah,
the
fencing class.
He took that class, right.
Yeah, they're talking about the fencing class.
This,
move this
but this
left
goes
foot.
Back to my complaint that Moyle, fucking Moyle.
Moyle?
Not Moyle. Mutt. Mutt is a spoiled fucking rich boy. Like, Marion... married Williams, and Williams was like, I'm going to give you the best of fencing classes. And, like, he was an upscale greaser. He wasn't, okay, like, there's a difference between, like, a hippie and a pothead, right? Okay, like, a hippie is, like, a burnout who has, like, no money, who's broke. A pothead is like a kid who likes what the hippie's doing, but his mom still funds it.
A pothead listens to Slayer.
There you go.
Hippies don't.
Well,
hippies
there's don't. Also a difference between a hippie and a dirty hippie.
Right.
So I'm kind of a hippie, but I'm not a dirty hippie.
You're not a dirty hippie. Right.
I'm not
right.
a dirty hippie.
So that's where it comes down to. Like, yeah, Mutt's got the skills, but he was formally trained. He wasn't, he didn't learn in the streets, per se.
They're on the back of these fucking cars. Come on, this is fucking ridiculous.
Do we have to talk about
Buddy? This is where the movie is getting
bad. Buddy's Indiana Jones' son, so you would expect that he'd be able to fucking navigate himself on the back of anything.
Next to a machine gun that works.
The whole time this chase theme, like, they trade off, like, Indiana Jones does his, like, trademark theme, and then, like,
right.
But sloppily flaws into the same trademark, like, oh, yeah, I'm like my dad.
And good thing Marion's there, otherwise who's going to drive the car?
Who's going to drive the car?
Who's going to save them? Oh, but
Marion.
Okay,
locked it down. Oz can do shit except betray them repeatedly.
Because there's a part where
Natasha. That's Mac.
Natasha and Mutt, when they're sword fighting, they switch like cars. They jump across. And all of a sudden,
they keep on
stabbing. All of a sudden, Natasha's on the car with Marion. So Marion slams on the brakes, and Natasha like flies forward. And she's like, oh, there's a machine gun right here that this dude didn't use. And starts, like, shooting the fuck out of Marion. Which, that part was cool.
Yeah, she ducked.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, she got her fucking head. She got her fucking brain blasted out.
She ducked.
Fucking out, yeah.
But that's when awesome. She goes off the cliff.
She ducked, but still managed to drive because that's
Marion. She still drove, yeah.
She's got badass skills that way.
Yeah. And then she falls off. And this is when Mutt...
That's a medallion-holding bitch right there.
This is when Mutt catches
she
the vine.
She locks it down. Right. Oh, okay.
Oh, what the fucking...
My goddamn motherfucking number one complaint in the whole movie. This is where Nadia comes to life. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Mutt swinging through the trees with the goddamn apes and somehow catches up to that car.
They're priming.
And the apes are totally cool with Mutt and are like, dude, you're down. We're pals.
They are monkeys. They are not apes.
Okay,
they
whatever. I don't want to get technical with you right now.
But
okay,
they attack Natasha, though.
Right, but they instinctively know that Mutt is cool, but Natasha is a cunt.
He learns how to swing with
Seriously,
the monkeys, and then all of a sudden he has this army
breeze.
Of monkeys
right.
that are cartoon horrible
awesome.
CG monkeys. You know what? I wanted to. When he first landed and like made eye contact with that monkey, I'm like,
he was kind of cute. That first one was kind of cute.
I like monkeys. Adorable. Monkeys are my favorite animals.
They are cute.
Please, but, please not this being horrible.
No.
But, no.
No.
Fuck you.
No. All
right.
This is like episode 3 quality.
No. Mutt
through the fucking forest with the monkeys.
Okay, so Harrison Ford and Miriam and Natasha Broad are
somehow
all in the buggies and fucking
down the
cruising.
Road.
Mutt fucking full speed.
Swinging in the streets and meets up with them.
Somehow meets right up with them. Right in fucking time.
And he takes the monkeys to attack Natasha.
So how would... Hey... How would you fix that scene?
I don't know, but I would not have him.
Pet monkey and go the fuck home.
Good answer. Okay.
Okay, I don't know.
So,
I
like monkeys.
Well,
I've always wanted
cut
to
that
monkey.
Scene short.
Okay, there you go.
And, and Mutt would, they would blast each other with their fucking machine guns, and they would get to their destination long before it was necessary to fling through the trees with goddamn monkeys.
I would never have him, like,
seriously.
Thrown in the tree.
All right,
yeah. It was...
Why did they like Mutt? Did they tell his ass was he virginal? What was it about Mutt that
but
made
there's
the monkeys
a
like
new problem
him?
Comes around, though. There's a new problem.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's the giant ants.
Oh my goodness! Okay, but
what
you know what?
The giant ants?
They were not afraid of the they were totally afraid of the skull. Though.
I rolled my eyes because I thought it was ridiculous. But I love horror movies and like when they engulfed a couple humans and like when they squished a couple of them and there was like some good goosh and like some splatter. I'm like, I know it's ridiculous, but it's coming to me a little bit. You know what I mean?
The
like,
answer, And they've had, like different creatures.
It was the least of my eye rolls.
Yeah, I'll give you that, yeah.
It was the least of my eye rolls.
There were a couple parts where, I mean, Ox pulled the skull out and kind of got him
like,
away. But
like, don't touch my friends. So, the skull not only has magnetic powers, now it also has, psychiatric,
it's aware.
I can control
it's
things.
Socially aware of who's his friends and who
like
isn't.
One person can control, organic, not like small organisms. So it's like, what does it do? Is it a magnetic, or does it help you control your ESPN and controlling other things?
Yeah, but
it's where the plot line gets again more convoluted, and what the fuck's going on?
Well, there's a big scene where Jones is fighting against Colonel Dunkelkopfgebaga. What the fuck his name
yeah.
is?
Dolph Lundgren Jr.
Yeah, Mr. Lundgren.
Right.
They're fighting. And
they're having a good blast at punching the face out.
And the ants are going around them for no reason. It's just like...
Because the skull, which was being held by the other guy...
By Oxley.
In proximity. Well, it's proximity.
I still
he
think like
pointing
he
the skull
think,
in his direction.
Well, Jolene was saying that the skull was like socially like conscious and knew of his friends and his enemies.
Going back with Natasha wanting
aware.
To do the ESPN.
Right.
That's what they touched on that a
right.
little bit. But
that's
how
Indy
Ox
was like,
got
the skull's my bro. And then Ox had mad experience with the skull beyond anyone else.
But slightly before
right.
that,
so
during
the
jungle
skull,
run,
right?
Ox had that like, Indy, I know who you are. So
he had
that
a moment
even
of clarity.
Though he was crazy. Right. He knew. So that how what I got from it because
he had his senior moment. But
he knew
love
he's
him.
Like, I got this skull. I know what it can do. I need to. So me and to me, Ox was controlling the skull at that point in time.
No,
you think so? I think he was understanding
me,
it. And
I think he was
well,
aware of his surroundings while still being controlled by
because
the skull.
He had to grab it and then he told the ants to go around him.
I think since Indy had that little experience with the skull, that he learned how to understand
right.
Oxley better. Because he's always the one who kind of like picked out exactly what he was saying. Not because he's a smart fucking teacher,
but
because
the ants
he
didn't,
had a little experience with the skull already.
But the ants didn't do any of that. And
not the ants. I'm talking about just the relationship between Jones and
Jones
and Oxley.
Jones
yeah.
know he needed to get yeah. Ox next to the skull because Ox... knew
okay,
how
there's,
to release
there's just
going to
be a certain
but,
amount of buffer space that's involved. Okay, the skull
because
is aware.
So many
the
fucking
skull has like
holes
a four
in this goddamn movie.
No.
Well,
skull,
how many times does it switch sides during the fucking sword fights and
the skull just has
truck
a 4 foot
chase.
Radius. The skull just has a 4 foot radius. The skull knows. The skull's just like, I have a 4 foot radius. I won't allow like bugs or creatures to attack me in this 4 foot
sometimes
radius.
Sometimes I'll attract metal. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes I can control
the
inferior life forms.
Listen.
Sometimes
hold
I
on,
won't.
Jolene,
it's up to me.
Here's the thing. That skull is emo as fuck. Okay, and nobody
okay.
told you because it's
can
emo.
Can I start bitching about the skull a little bit?
Hold on, we're not there yet.
We're not there.
Well,
that's the
so after the ants,
Natasha did say it's one solid piece of crystal, and that's my I.
Oh, Indiana Jones says that.
Everybody's
no,
very impressed with how it's one piece of crystal.
Why the fuck does it have a jaw and teeth then? If it's one solid piece of crystal, it wouldn't have...
Because it's a head, because it's a skull.
It's all carved out of one.
Out of crystal. Apparently,
it wouldn't have teeth or a jaw, because
it
wouldn't
of
be
that
able
particular
to eat.
Interdimensional
it was an
creature.
Actual skull of an extra
well, they're supposed to be real.
Right, but okay, but you have to imagine that there's some sort of flesh component around said skull. And that
then
jaw
yeah,
line,
they hinted at that,
then
actually.
It, right, that,
then,
that skull is... think
it
about our
poor... It's a real
then
skull.
It would
yeah.
be separate
it's not a decorative.
Pieces. It right. would not be one... They made... They
right.
they drilled it into
like
your head several times
infused.
That it was one solid piece of crystal.
Right, okay.
You cannot have a functioning jaw and teeth with one solid piece of crystal.
Or you wouldn't be able to chew, yeah. You wouldn't be able to move your jaw.
You would have
no cock sucking
or the
for
teeth.
You. Right.
Well, you have teeth.
Difficult.
It had teeth, but you wouldn't see. It would.
It wouldn't move. You wouldn't chew
right.
anything.
Too
it wouldn't
stationary.
Do anything.
Stationary.
Yeah, yeah,
you wouldn't see the gum line because
the,
it would
the,
all be
the
one
the crystal
teeth.
Skull itself in which we saw in the movie was too stationary for that which would be able to chew.
Maybe
well,
after death it fused together.
Times.
Right, rigor mortis caused
oh,
the jaw to lock into place.
Oh,
13
of them
place.
Came together to be, it's three, it's 13.
That's, oh, I forgot. That's right. In that room
that
where they
is
found
way
the
ahead
one
of the time.
Skull,
but anyways,
13
so
corpses.
They're in the ant.
I like the...
The other 12 were fucking worthless.
I like when Oxley has to hold up his skull up to the... to show you, the audience that that's the same size. At, well, not the not just Lawrence.
Oh,
Dark.
The pictograph.
That's the same. Yeah, it's a pictograph. Yeah, yeah, it's a, it
that,
shows
this
up. It's the same size.
Yeah.
Like we didn't know. It's like okay, yeah, yeah, we got
super
it.
Super.
Like you couldn't tell by the shape of the skull.
But that's back there. But yeah, we're jumping up ahead after the ants thing, and the ants thing is Marion's escaping, and in true Wile E. Coyote fashion, she drives her car right off the cliff onto the fucking tree. It goes,
boing. Oh, that's right. She's like, trust me, trust me. And
well,
like,
she didn't drive by and see it, so
yeah,
at least
they
gave us
that. There was water
right.
There.
She had a plan.
She had a
plan.
A duck boat. Yeah.
I would give him this.
Like, I'm going to jump into this tree. It's going to just take us down there.
But you know what? I would give it. I give this to him. It's okay.
I don't hate it.
It's okay.
The only reason why
tried.
I
this
do
is
not
Indiana,
hate it, that's
Indiana
the only part that they gave to Miriam.
Right.
Other than that, she just...
True, yeah, it's her doing something,
it's her big, it's her big deal.
Which, yeah, because I have a big problem with Marion's part in the movie. But
I
part is good.
I don't hate the duck
because she
could have
been
someone...
Especially since the first movie, she was such a strong character. And
so unnecessary. So unnecessary.
Yeah.
But then it gets kind of goofy because then it's the three times it drops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, to go along with the storyline.
Yeah.
To find the crystal skull, you
three
had to drop three times.
So it's a river that has three
waterfalls. Three drops.
They had to top the raft fall from Temple of Doom, I guess,
right? Just because.
And that's exactly what they were doing.
Enough.
This time, though, they all fell out of the boats
on
a lot of times.
One,
you saw that?
The second one and the third one. The second and the third one.
But then they swam back to their boat.
But did anybody notice how massive the third one was before they dropped and then how little it was afterwards in the background?
Well, the boat was sitting there, crashed in like 3 feet of water. It was right behind them.
Uh-huh.
Where did they land? That's where the boat is. Where did they land? They landed in fucking 4 feet of water. They're fucking dead as shit.
That's
Disney movie magic.
And I think the only reason why they had them in there because they had to have Crazy Ox say something intuitive. Three drops ahead. And they're like, what does that mean?
Three times the drops.
Three times the drops. That it seems like that's the only reason why they had them in there for the Ox.
But
at
the same time,
intuitive.
Okay. So like I hate this. Overall, I hate this movie 100%. I hate it.
I try
to love it, but like this part didn't upset me. Like I just kind of napped through this part comfortably. I wasn't angry about it. It wasn't like the nuclear bomb or the swinging through the trees. You're just kind of like, oh, they survived waterfalls. Cool for them. I love magic waters.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't feel as angry about that particular part compared
to
the other.
Out of the third one,
swinging through the tree. Yeah. Right.
I got angry at the third
three
one.
Times.
I did get angry at the third one because before they went down it, they pictured it as like Niagara fucking Falls. And when they were all gathering together,
it was like
a little tiny waterfall
like Lake
behind
Geneva
them.
Water World.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
It is the nice shot they do have of them, like just when they're already going over the edge and the shot of them looking out over the edge. That was a nice shot, but. Sorry,
the CG
on the, on the third fall, all of them jump from the boat on the third fall. Clearly, none of them are still in the boat.
They had to
do
that.
And you're just really proud that they all make it.
They had to do that because on the second fall, they pictured them swimming to
jumping
the
back into the
so
boat.
So on the third fall, they
none of them could survive the fall. Right.
Because the second one, they made it. They made it known that they separated.
The third one's laying there and like. This deep of water, like 2 feet of water. Like,
but before they go over it, it's Niagara fucking Falls.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that they survive it, regardless of how we feel. They survive.
Movie.
So they find the rock formation,
right.
And it leads them to what they're looking for is Akator. That's what it's called.
Akator.
That's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Akator. And when they get there, Indiana Jones has his little speech that he does, where he says. If this thing's told me that I'm the one that has to return it.
Right, because
earlier
he was brainwashed by it.
And then he says, none of you have to come. You all have to stay here. I'm the one who has to go and return it.
He does that a lot, though. That's classic Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and then nobody says anything.
Everyone's like, cool.
And then you cut, and all of them are walking in the cave. Where he just said before that,
you don't have to go with me.
You don't have to come with me. And no one says, we're coming with. None of that. None of that.
He just has
they stand
to make
up
it
say,
known that when the movie...
My captain! Or some shit like that.
Well, it's kind of like... I mean, you all have to go in together.
No,
but
this is what we call poor editing.
Yeah. He's gonna I'm gonna go Lord of the Rings. He's gonna be the one that actually takes off the precious and throws it in the volcano. They're
they
all gonna
all
walk
go
in.
You. They're all gonna walk in and slowly die one by one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be one.
I mean, I'm not surprised they did. I'm just saying why do you have to say that? Why do you say, oh, I can go in alone? That seems totally unnecessary.
I know.
Because that's how Indiana Jones rolls. He's like,
okay.
I can do this
what
by
I
myself. I choose to have friends, but I can do this by myself because I'm
have to
Indiana
say it.
Fucking Jones.
Indiana fucking Jones doesn't have to say it.
No, he doesn't have to.
He just does it.
To me, he wasn't saying it to everybody. To me, he was almost saying it to Ox. No, to Ox.
Yeah.
Because to Ox, he almost was... He was
or
Marion. Too much of a close connection with the skull to where it was, I'm going to throw another Lord of the Rings,
so
to where it was
coming
in.
He
needed Ox there. Ox is...
So
is
Ox was the Gollum, so to speak.
Ox, like, needed
Ox
there.
Him, Ox pointed him to where to go, but he's
Ox
like...
Ox was the Gollum,
but
and
his
he
mind
was
is already
the Bilbo.
Gone. I don't want it to completely... You tell me where it is,
Frodo.
I'm going to put it back in its place.
That's right. Indiana was the Frodo, and Ox was the Bilbo or the Gollum. That's right.
That's what I got.
I get it.
Watching it yesterday.
All
right. I sense that.
Like, to me, like he needed Ox to, like, Ox was his compass.
Yeah.
Of telling where to go. But I have to because I'm not as crazy as him.
But he didn't do it. But he didn't do it.
But we also
forgot. But then what happened? Because that's when I fell asleep.
We also forgot to say that there's a legend that once you put the skull back in its resting place.
Right, it's going
to
take a nap.
You encompass all of its power.
Is that really what happened?
Okay, well, before we get to the actual placement also.
Yeah.
We have to talk about this, the key to the temple, how they get in.
Oh.
This thing, like, straight out of fucking Tomb Raider?
I don't remember.
Where they have to, like, go around and knock the stone pieces off so sand pours out.
Pours out and it raises
and
up.
And it raises up.
After,
straight
like
fucking
a video
out of
game.
Tomb. Exactly.
It's
after
game.
Ox
and then,
pulls out the crystal skull to stop all the crazy...
Oh, the
like,
natives. Yeah,
the
we missed the native part.
The natives that have all these
right,
poisonous
like
dark
the blow things. Dart
those
thing.
Natives. No, they had the swinging things that fucking went around your neck and knocked your ass down.
Yeah.
They didn't have the darts. They fucking...
That's one thing about the...
They took them all down
those
quick.
Those are, like, very, like, ancient real weapons, and I... After that, watching that movie, I really kind of want to learn how to utilize them.
But these
it's
are guys
kinda
are...
It's kind of like a boomerang with, like, rocks on the end of it.
Yeah.
Because you can...
Well, you can fuck
some
shit up.
Shit
yeah.
up with that.
Yeah.
I want to know how
you
to...
You only have one
that.
Shot, though. It doesn't come back.
I can carry a whole bunch of those. But he pulled, like, all his kids, like, all his peeps, Ox's peeps, were getting tangled up in these, and he pulls out the skull, and they're like, we're backing the fuck off.
But you know what, though? Whenever the skull shows up, everybody backs
back
the fuck off.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Anything. Anything.
They have
except
the
for gold.
Except for magnets.
Except for gold.
Except for bullets.
The video game continues, and they have the staircase, the retractable staircase, which is
retractable
like Mario Brothers.
Retractable staircase.
Yeah. What else can I call it, right?
Oh,
I woke
I
up
did
one
like
morning,
the scene where
and my staircase was missing.
But then
it's retractable, you know?
So Oz goes around this little cylinder thing in the middle of everything, and he notices that one of the little, it's a brick, but it looks like a skull on the outside, is loose. And he pulls
and he
it out.
It.
And
yeah.
Like sand comes
bum,
out.
Bum, bum.
And then Indiana gets a big rock.
Hey, Jolene.
He,
no way.
Can I call you back to like 3 minutes ago? When we talked about that.
But I just want to bring back to
passion.
That one scene
you
when
like
he had
that?
A big rock and it looked like he was gonna
mash
in Max Skull, but it was really
about.
For like shaking loose one of those bricks.
Yeah,
and then after that,
but you were really hoping that
we haven't gotten to when they pulled out the bricks. So
like,
I thought we were there.
Were you?
No, we went past that. We jumped over that. But yeah, you're right. No, I know exactly what scene you're talking about. He holds the fucking stone up and it looks like he's gonna mash Mac in the head. We're like,
yeah,
fucking do it.
Earned it.
Bash him in the
fucking
head, dude.
We didn't even talk about
trainer.
Them then
please,
running down like
do
the,
it.
The spiral cage.
We're supposed to go, oh no, but we're all
no.
We're like, kill him.
They're like, no. I'm like, oh.
Well, because he's also dropping these beacons along the way.
He continues
that's
to be
how,
a double
that's
double
how Natasha
double agent,
gets in the
right?
Of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So whose
that's
team
why
is Mac on? Mac is on Mac's team. That's whose team Mac is on.
Yeah, it looks like
Mac
that.
Mac is a cunt. Mac wants to get paid, and he don't care who it's from. It could be from a museum. Or it can be from fucking Russian Nazis.
Once they started taking
matter.
Out all the bricks and the sand started pulling out, and then like the center started going up, the fucking spiral case as they're trying to run down.
Oh, the retractable staircase.
Yeah, the retractable staircase.
She catches up.
It was.
There we go. Okay, we're
all together.
I've been drinking. that whole scene of the retractable staircase was horrible, though. Just with them running down there. I'm so bad. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
We love you so much.
We're just putting the ketchup up. It's good.
I don't care.
Yeah. Julie, you're the best. We love you. You're good people.
It's a drunk film commentary at yahoo.com.
You forgot to
tell us about the retractable staircase.
And tell me if you have one in your pants. So then they come across this room filled with all these...
crystal skulls.
We're not there yet. All the old artifacts. The museum room, pretty much. Pretty cool.
Shut up.
Rocket liked this movie, I think. He's a fan.
Artifacts.
Yeah, which is a cool room, I guess. And that's when he...
Rocket, you have no taste in films.
Indiana Jones, like, says, oh, they were archaeologists.
Right.
But,
He's
they belong in a museum.
But weren't they... Didn't they kind of create those cultures?
Okay. To me...
If you
the
were...
The writer of the script, to me, was only, like, a Scientologist. And be like, yeah, this is how I can get to people, like... Aliens created us. The only reason why we're here is because of aliens. That's the only thing I got out of the whole fucking movie.
They're not aliens. They're just
interdimensional beings. They try to rip off every other fucking Indiana Jones movie and try to do a cameo of everything cool that was before that.
The thing is that I love every other Indiana Jones.
Boost. Right. Like, we're here because of aliens.
So, yeah, okay, we're getting up to that. And so what we think about the... We're not a fan of the alien part of this?
You mean the interdimensional beings?
Yes.
The 13
people who are diehard Indiana Jones get super offended if you call them aliens.
They enter the chamber, and it's containing crystal skeletons. 13 different alien beings are in a circle.
They activate them.
But one of them is missing a skull.
The one we have.
And Oz is going up to replace the skull.
Right on.
And right then is when Mac decides now's the time he's going to pull his gun. And
Max a double.
I wasn't
double
a double
agent.
This is also just like a second before Natasha arrives. She pulls up and she's like, what
because
the fuck's going on here?
Because Mac's been whole time.
Which is dumb, and I fucking hate Mac, but I was thinking about it today. I was like, how else are they going to track him? Like, they have to track him some other way. How else can
Mac pretends to be a homie.
No, I'm talking about if I made it without Mac at all. And I was trying to think of how I would make this movie better. I was thinking about that earlier today.
You know what? They need a map. That's what it's missing. Besides our one little flight, there's no
aliens.
Map. There's not a map. We like maps.
Well, Oxley starts to talk to the alien after Natasha tries to give it to him.
He spends a lot of time.
Well, Natasha does give it to him, and he comes together like a boing, and he's got a head, and Oxley starts talking to him.
They use the skull to open up to where they see the 13 that are one.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that? I don't think we did. Sorry.
Not yet.
Well, the aliens are awake, or whatever I guess you call them, and they say they have a reward. They're giving, through
Indiana
rocks.
Indiana Jones for being awesome.
Yeah, well.
This goes back to whoever returns the skull encompasses all the power of it.
This is about the time I fell asleep.
Kind of, yeah. This is when things get a little, this isn't so bad, I think. Everyone says things about the aliens, but this is when Indiana Jones says, I got a bad feeling about this.
No.
he doesn't
say that.
Hell yeah, he does. He totally does.
Really?
Yeah, right there.
I wish he'd been awake for that.
And this is when the portal opens up. And
there's a portal?
Oxley regains his sanity. He wakes up. He's fucking normal.
He's super
fucking
alert,
Oxley.
Alert and oriented. Yeah.
And Natasha's like just talking to the aliens. I want to know. I want to know.
Because they return the skull.
This is when
all the 13 like opening up something.
This is when the 13.
Was it 12 or 13?
It was 13.
Right.
And this is when the 13 like fuse into one. And then they're feeding all this knowledge. Natasha just wants to know everything.
Everybody's running out, and Natasha's like, I want to know.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
I want to be able to control everybody's mind.
So much that she's just blown away and sucked into the portal.
Yeah.
And she's
she goes, I understand now, and she blows the fuck up. They, like, open a portal to, was it another...
Dimension.
It wasn't
dimension.
Idaho,
another.
I think.
Dimension.
It was another dimension.
It's always
interdimensional.
Dimension.
Electric Boogaloo.
So what other movie? So what movie did they get transported to?
Signs.
Right on.
Suddenly they're in the middle of a cornfield in Ohio. Right.
So there's Indiana Jones, Marion, Mutt, Oxley, they're all getting out. Mac is like down there digging up, grabbing gold shit.
Yeah, Mac's stealing gold shit. Like after they open the portal and you know that then, shit's going to blow up.
And shit's getting bad for him.
Implode.
And Natasha's like, I want to know.
Inside upon itself.
Okay, right? I have two questions about this.
Right.
Number one, why is Indiana Jones even trying to save Mac?
Because he's a good person at heart.
And two, how did Mac go from collecting as much gold as he can fucking pick up, in a second he changes to someone who's totally content with his own death, like, okay, I'll let go. You know, someone who's collecting gold like that is not someone that wants to die. I want to live and be, especially when they're getting a lot of gold. If they're gathering, like, the thing they want the most,
he's always,
they don't want to die.
He had a moment of clarity.
He's also very weak-minded, though.
I fucking hate Mac.
He also wants, like, the easiest way out. Like, if I need to switch
sides. He makes Mac from Night Court look bad just for using his fucking name.
He makes Mac from Always Sunny look bad, and nobody likes that guy.
True.
Yeah, no.
But yeah,
no,
so
Mac's just not great.
So they escape.
You just
they
don't care about Mac the whole time. You're just like, you're a dick.
Yeah.
And here comes the giant flying saucer.
Right. Which, because why not?
Is it the flying saucer that turns you off a little bit? Is that kind of, you know,
I was
kind
20
of
minutes in. And 20 minutes in, I was done. I was like,
I don't mind the cover up of the saucer.
It
after
did a good job with bringing the river in.
Yes. It destroys everything and it brings more
America
water. But they also talked about when they came there, they also brought irrigation. They talked about irrigation because that was never a thing before. And as everything crumbled, as a saucer emerged and it flew away, the river, nearby river, came in and like filled in the reservoir where the alien ship and Ox has his, oh, it washes away. I do kind of like that they tied that in because they did talk about how they brought in agriculture and irrigation before civilization did not.
Yeah,
have that.
There's some cool stuff like the old ancient aliens.
But it did seem like a huge pitch for Scientology because I don't know that much about it, but I know we're here because of aliens. And it just seems like whoever wrote it's like,
Tom
I'm going to try to convert these Christians to Scientology.
Tom
they're just
going
to throw a whole bunch of like nods to all the good Indiana Jones is
Tom
what we
Cruise.
Loved. The reverse
Tom
arrow.
Tom Cruise has nothing to do with this movie.
She said Scientology, that's all I can think.
The little cart, like, trace it.
Okay,
everything
I'll
that,
change
anything
it up. Are you ready?
Good in the first three Indiana Jones.
R.
They threw it in there. And they're like, we got to try
R.
to
Kelly.
Add Scientology in there.
R.
That's
Kelly.
What I got out of it.
Okay.
You won't come out of the closet.
It may be bad, but it's like, aliens created us? That's Scientology to me. I hate all religion.
The alien things didn't bug me that much.
So are you saying
what?
That Indiana Jones, A Crystal Skull, number 4, was nothing but a Scientology propaganda film?
By the writer of it, yes. We're going to rape everybody's childhood and put everything
and
that you loved in it,
you
but don't put half the heart into it. And then, like, really, really
push Scientology.
Scientology. That's all I got out of it.
Aliens are real. Alians are real.
They are among us.
I have an alternate.
We're all alone. You're too self-conceited.
I have an alternate ending.
Oh, Lord.
They all died.
No, it's so mixed up with... It's kind
of
like...
Then he died of old age.
Frank Darabont is one of the first screenwriters that did the movie, and he wrote a script for it. And you can look that up online and find it somewhere. But I took his ending and kind of mixed it up a little bit, made it fit in. And it happens where there's no Marion in the script, and he's there... And he's going on his adventure, kind of going along this plot line. And Sala and his son, he finds out, are fucking killed somehow along the way.
Mutt dies?
Yeah, Mutt and Sala both.
Nice.
Die.
Mutt needed to die.
I'm into that.
And then they go on and he meets up with these Nazi. One of his buddies is a double agent, I guess. He can do that. And then he meets up with some. There's four dudes down there. They get down to the chamber.
Okay.
There's four of them down there. And they get in, they put the skull back, and they're all granted a wish. And the first guy, his name is Von Groen.
Greedy fuck, right?
He wished to restore greatness to the Nazis. So all of a sudden, Hitler pops up and rips his fucking heart out.
That's
and he's
pretty
dead.
Great.
And the next one, Escalante, he wishes to be feared by everybody. So poof, he's converted into a poison fog.
That'll do it.
Stephen King's The Mist.
And then the last one's kind of what happens in the movie. Belasco, he wants to know everything, and his brain melts due to
so
excessive knowledge. Indy.
That's very Ark of the Covenant.
Indy wants his friend and son back.
Aww.
Okay.
That's
okay.
His wish.
Do they come back as zombies who eat his brain?
Well, they come.
So he's not selfish. He just kind of wants to live life. He doesn't want to try to empower all. He's kind of.
Yeah,
greedy.
So
he is
granted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're all granted their wish in their own weird way.
But yeah. Everybody else is genied.
You want to be feared by everyone? You're a poison fog?
Yeah.
You're feared by everyone. You know?
True story.
Everybody, be careful about you. Be careful what you wish for with everybody else.
But instead, the action ends with them. These last words of this movie is just so fucking... I just want to cry. Indy goes, "Why don't you stick around, Junior?" And Luck goes, "Why didn't you, Dad?"
Oh, yeah.
And then Indy goes, "Oh, hey, it gets worse. Somewhere, your grandpa is laughing." And then they all laugh. Like, ha, 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 yay. Everybody's bad parents.
Like, Yeah.
And you think it's over. You're hoping it's done, but no, it's not done yet.
On a high note, so to speak.
Yeah. And then it goes, and they're getting married. They're back in the States, I assume. Well, he's got his job back at Marshall College. He's an associate dean, and him and Marion are getting married.
But he's still getting paid from the other college that like fired him. That said, you're
no. He's
paid
working
for
at
life.
The. He's working at
he's
the college.
Still,
no,
they made him work for that retirement.
Work. Yeah.
But the whole hat thing happens, where blows and Mutt's fucking foot.
Yeah.
You didn't like that? I like that. That was cool. I didn't like the wedding. I can give you that. I think the wedding was. Well, I don't think Marion was necessary.
No,
she was good, just not necessary, useless.
And those are the writers.
I'm
and
tell
we
you.
Didn't need
I
a wedding. Indiana Jones wouldn't be
getting
married.
I liked her character.
I don't remember the wedding,
even though I haven't seen all of it. And I, they wasted her. They just they brought her back for nostalgia. They,
around the time that Mutt starts swinging with monkeys, I took a nap.
The only reason why I didn't like the nod to the end of the hat that he tries to pick her up, but Harrison Ford does it.
Yeah.
It's because how they introduced
him. Temple of Doom.
How the hat
was that's
thrown.
Indiana Jones, lady.
I know. But they kind of joked about it a couple times, though, throughout the movie. Instead of him just picking it up and putting it on his head.
Too much with the hat?
Too much hat diddling? It just
felt unnatural.
It felt too forced. Everything about the movie felt too forced.
They were trying to capture something that was uncapturable.
They were raping our youths. They were raping without lube up the ass.
That's
not nice.
We're about at the end.
I don't like when I can't sit down the next day. It's not a good time. And that's kind of like this movie.
So what could we have done to make it better?
They should just not have filmed it.
Not done it.
They couldn't
saving it.
They couldn't recapture the magic.
Did a nostalgia night to where we just like played all three and we can all dress up as like characters or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should let the character go and evolve to someone new.
Yeah, I don't know. No, or pass you talk about Chris Pratt.
Even Chris Pratt's getting too old now. He should have a couple years ago.
I miss Andy.
If you'd have hopped on that instead of Guardians, which
or
you know,
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, if you had jumped on that,
I'd rather
he'd have been a superstar. Yeah. Well, he's already a superstar, but he'd have been.
I like him as Star Lord.
You know what? There's other people out there that can do it. I'm sure somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They need to let it go. They need to let it expand. Harrison Ford is fucking.
100.
He was 65 when he did that.
He's like in his late 70s now
doing Indiana Jones.
Just starving him and making him wear earrings.
He's been
not great.
Let it go. He's been telling them for Star Wars too.
No, Steven Spielberg won't let it go.
Well,
he wants him.
I watched some of the
go back
talking.
To the, well.
The person who got Kingdom of the Crystal Skull going was fucking Harrison Ford. He said he saw a fucking demand coming. He was hearing from his fans. Oh, the fans want another Indiana Jones movie. That's what Harrison Ford said. Mister, I fucking hate Star Wars. Fucking said, we need another Indiana Jones movie.
Then they should kill him in number 5.
Was it saying I want to bring back Han Solo in number five?
No, he wanted to play another Indiana Jones movie. He wanted to be in. And then they're making a number 5, which is coming out.
Like I said, there was reasons why I didn't watch this movie.
It's coming out when? 2020 or something? It's coming out? When's the new one coming out?
I have no idea.
They're starting work on it soon. But it's coming out either 2019 or 2020.
Everything's.
So how would you rate? Did I tell you about the rating system? You don't know what a rating system is?
No, you have not.
Okay. We rate our movies.
Okay.
Rate them like on a scale to from 1 to 4.
Okay.
So, and you can also do ones in the middle a little bit if you want, but number the main ones are, number 4 is a keg.
Like, yeah. I'll drink that all night?
Yeah, this is what you're going to drink with the movie, yeah.
All right.
You know, number, you know, next one lower down, it would be like a case.
Okay.
Next one after that would be like a six-pack. And then the lowest one would be like a tapper. And then you could throw a shot in there for like a half if you want somewhere in there. But we're kind of rating it from, you know, how much you want to drink with this movie. So,
what, the lowest is the tapper?
I guess. Or you can just, you know, you can do whatever you want. But it's like how much you want to drink with this movie.
It feels like a warm, stale tapper. It really does.
Wow. Wow. All right. That's a rating.
And I wow. I like bad movies. I do. Like, but I like the cheesy, like, we know we're trying to be bad.
Yeah.
This was not that, though. This was just raping everything that you knew, tried to recreate everything, forced too hard that it's in the 50s, and everything was forced.
Well, it had to be in the 50s because of his the age.
Oh, I didn't like the film. Yeah. I didn't like the film time, like how they filmed it, the openings. Like, once looked, after the horrible.
A lot of the cinematography looked weird.
The opening, like, scene, the first like 10-15 minutes, once they got to the hangar where they're supposed to use the magnets to find the Christmas skull.
I was like, when I was there in the cemetery, like, when they were in the sand pit, that all looked weird too. Yeah.
That was too, like, we're not in nature, we're in a
soundstage,
yeah, just some cement blocks. But they like tried too hard to, like, we're in the 50s, like, just the feel of it, and it didn't have the heart of what, like, Casablanca or like, wow, the 50s, okay, of the movies, yeah, there. It just seemed like it, like the scenery, to where, like, it was trying to be too epic of how it's wispy in the background, and everything in the movie seemed forced. Everything in it. And every part of it, like, every time I saw them try to force in another scene from another movie, I eye-rolled or I sighed. I don't remember a lot of the middle of it because it was just a lot of forced shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, aliens, what the fuck?
You like the aliens part?
No.
Nobody liked the international creatures.
That didn't bother me as the subject, as the MacGuffin, I guess they call it. Because he followed, you know, other myths. You know, he followed the first was Ark of Covenant. He followed that myth. The second one was, you know, these sacred stones that glow and burn up your fucking backpack if you got them in there. Say the right words. And thank you, Rocket. The third one's the Holy Grail, which miraculously saves his father and from his gunshot wound. So, Aliens is not really a step in the wrong direction at all, I think. Especially being set in the 50s, they had to think of...
With Roswell opening up with a... Okay.
Yeah, they kind of... Roswell's 47. This is take place in 57. And they do say that...
I nodded a lot to
that. Oh, yeah. Jones was there. He was there after the crash. They said that in the interrogation scene. They mentioned in the Roswell crash and how he was one of them that showed up later and he was one that had to fill out a... Not a closure form and all that shit. No. So he's involved in it. And aliens, I guess, hey, that's not a big deal. It's okay. But it's just...
I didn't
to me,
it
kind so of horribly like fucking a cop-out played out. To try to force everything together. The skull did too many things. It's magnetic, and it was also like a source to be able to control weak-minded organisms.
Well, did they know what it was, and were like scared? Because were they scared of it, or they were actually controlled by it?
There were 13 also by it. Were you harnessing the power, or were you becoming it? And 13
too many
is
unanswered
one,
questions.
But it just seemed like a sloppy way to just kind of slop everything together because we just wanted to put a whole bunch of shit in it.
Oh yeah, well it has its faults, I guess. Yeah.
And again, to me, the only writer is like, yeah, I want to try to convert some people to Scientology. The only reason why human civilization exists is because of aliens.
All right, Nadia, what's your final
rating? I guess it's not that much crazier than fucking any other religion, though.
My final
opinion
on Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull is that it is the worst of the four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do our top fours. Nadia, what's your...
I'm going to go Last Crusade.
Your favorite?
It's my favorite.
Okay.
I'm going with... That's the Holy Grail.
Okay.
Last Crusade is the Holy Grail. Then I'm going to go Temple of Doom, because anything goes. And then I'm going to go Ark of the Covenant, or Raiders of the Lost Ark, because that was the youngest film, and it was actually the most serious film, and I actually watched that one. It was sort of like the Clerks Mall Rats thing, where you watch that one after you watch Temple of Doom, because you went back to the Indiana Jones series because you were younger.
I do remember liking the juggle scenes.
And then, of
Who's
course,
Jalen?
And then the
Jungle. Oh, Jungle.
And then last, of course, is the one we discussed tonight, the Crystal Skull. And you know what? While I'm grateful for any opportunity I can see Harrison Ford, I just feel it fell flat compared to previous films.
I don't really
and a lot
like
of the ways that you talked
fugitive,
about, Jolene,
though.
You know, you don't like The Fugitive?
Not really.
Oh, see, that's where we disagree. Okay, I like The Fugitive.
Yeah,
I like a lot of things Harrison Ford is in.
It just seemed like so much.
Did you ever see Cowboys and Aliens? See, Cowboys and Aliens was terrible, right? But it was terrible in the best way. It was sort of like Cowboys and Aliens should have been this movie, and they should just not have made Indiana Jones. They should have just been like, oh, look, Harrison Ford, he's a cowboy, and he's going to battle aliens. Because we love that. That was great, because he didn't call himself Indiana Jones at all through the whole movie. And so we tolerated it, and that was the distinction. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just going to still go with Last Crusade, and the cameo from Sean Connery is my Indiana Jones, my number one.
I do like him. I do like Sean Connery as Indiana Jones' dad.
I just like
that
Sean Connery.
Good,
I mean, you know, as long as you're not
like
smacking
Last
you around your friends. You
it
know?
Was so much of a rehash of the first one.
Right,
such a remake.
Right, and Highlander 2 was the same way. Was starred Sean Connery. Like, oh look, he's the Highlander, and then in number two, Sean Connery shows up in the middle of a play, and he's like, hey, here I am to teach you how to fucking be the only one in the quickening. Yeah. And it's the same thing. It's the same plot. It's like, I'm Sean Connery. I show up for the sequel and teach you how to be a more of a badass.
I'm Sean Connery.
I'm Sean Connery.
How did you remember that? We called the dog Indiana.
All right. This is about it for us, huh?
That is. Okay. I feel.
Oh,
so
Nadia only did her top.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Quickly, Jolene, what's your top four?
I like the Temple of Doom with the stone.
That's your favorite one?
Yeah.
Temple of Doom's number one.
And then the Lost Ark.
Raiders of
the
Lost Ark.
One you haven't
Ark.
Seen
the
all of?
The Melting Face one.
No, the Sean Connery one. Which one's the Sean Connery one?
Last Crusade.
Last Crusade.
Crusade. Sorry.
I don't know if Jolene gets her top four.
Last Crusade, and then the Lost Ark.
And then
Crystal Skull. Yeah.
So yours goes by the amount of time you spent watching each film, basically.
Well,
I go.
The second one, I like the. Okay. The one with Sean Connery. It was kind of boring until
he started spelling Jesus' name in Hebrew.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Right. Only a penitent man still has.
Fuck. All the time, Nazis and Germans.
All the time.
All the
and
time.
Then you find out your dad bangs her before you do. It's really traumatic. It's a heavy film. There's fire.
I'm sorry my opinions doesn't count, but okay, Jason, your rankings.
All right, you're number one.
I'm going right in the way they were released, I guess, 1 through 4.
Really?
Because
really?
One's my favorite. It's the best. It's like one of my top 5 movies of all time.
It's serious.
Wow. Number 2 was cool.
It is super serious.
Number 2 got goofy, but it was dark,
Anything goes.
But the darkness kind of weighed off the goofiness, I guess. It helped out, I guess. And number 3 was more of a rehash of number 1. It had the whole prologue, the intro scene when he's a kid, which was cool,
Phoenix.
He learns every single character trait in one day.
But the thing is that's how he gets his scar, because
that's what I just said. He's like, that's how he gets all these character traits.
Right. But Harrison Ford specifically has a scar that he came onto set with.
It's also like how he's scared of snakes and a bunch of other shit, it's okay. Sean Connery's okay. But the Nazi thing, the Holy Grail thing, is just too much like Raiders. It's too much of a remake of Raiders. So it was okay, but not great. Crystal Skull was...
horrible.
Yeah, it's...
They tried way too hard. They tried to put everything...
Okay, but it wasn't as bad as South Park made it. Because South Park made it out to be like they bent over our childhood.
Some people
and raped
make
it
out to be worse than
it
is.
Was it that bad?
I don't think it's that bad.
Was it South Park bad, or was it just disappointing because we had such high expectations?
I like bad movies. I like movies after I'm done. I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch? But when I was done with Crystal Skull, I'm like, fuck.
Well, when I was done with Crystal Skull, I was like,
2 hours.
Well, Mac is annoying and just horrible character. Marion is useless. Oxley is kind of annoying.
Everybody tried to jump on.
Mutt starts out good, gets bad.
And tried to force everything, and it just did not work.
Yeah, it's,
They raped a dead horse.
So I think on the 9th anniversary, we all kind of agree that, Well, we can agree. We can agree that Indiana Jones and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull holds up exactly as well as it did when we first saw it.
Yes.
I never wanted to watch it, and now I'm mad.
Actually, I can say it's a little better.
Program.
I've let it get a little better.
I am less angry with it now than I was initially.
The only two things I didn't mind.
I am disappointed.
Ox. I liked Ox as Crazy. I didn't mind Ox, the actor.
Yeah.
He did Crazy pretty good. And because I like horror movie genre, I didn't hate the anthill. I know it was ridiculous, the ant scene,
the
anthill's
but
I'm like,
okay.
I can get my jollies off on it.
What about the scorpions?
I can get my
jollies. What about when Mutt got bit by the scorpions and he just flicked it off like it was nothing? Like, he should have gone into anaphylactic.
It was too forced of the
third movie. What about Willie Scott when she sticks her hand through...
I was so disappointed. I wanted more bugs. I wanted more, like, huge centipedes like the third movie. I'm like, no, they tried. Oh, my God. You might understand this more. It's, like, working you up for, like, to go, but then it just, meh. It doesn't
There's
matter.
A hilarious clip of... The one of the script writers of this movie talking, and he said something along the lines of, when we were writing the script for this movie, we had to completely ignore the first three movies.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, I saw that. I flipped off the TV screen.
They had to completely
erase
the first three movies.
They ignored it except for like a 6-7-year-old boy who watched it and all the scenes that they liked. They didn't care about the plot, but anything that looked cool, they jammed in this movie and raped everything. It was horrible.
All right.
It just wasn't great.
No.
Just wasn't great. Okay, what are our ratings here? We got our ratings going on?
On a scale of what to what?
On a scale from tapper to keg.
I have
5-pack.
I have warm flat keg the next day.
Warm flat keg the next day. Wow.
That's horrible.
I'm going to go with a 5-pack of an IPA you don't ever want to drink again.
You give it that much? Well, what do I give it? Crystal Skull, yeah. I'll give it a fucking 6-pack and a shot of something shitty.
I rolled my eyes so much.
Not Malort. Just something cheap.
I'd give it Malort.
Yeah.
It just didn't stack up to my childhood.
But could it have been?
Nothing could.
Could it have lived up to any of our expectations? That's
anything featuring Shia LaBeouf is not going to live up to my expectations.
He was a horrible greaser.
That's a good question to ask at the beginning of the show.
He's a twink trying to be a greaser.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is Drunk Film Commentary. I'm Jason. I got
Nadia
and
Jolene.
And we're signing off for today.
And trust me,
catch us on
2.5 hours of this stupidness is better than the Crystal Skull.
We are going to be really close to the length of the movie, actually.
I know.
Drunk Film Commentary at yahoo.com. Hey, don't talk over them. Drunk Film Commentary at yahoo.com. Now you can talk.
Watch the trilogy.
I just
don't watch this one. It's the worst. Watch
the first three.
Our next episode will be the top 5 worst prequels, sequels, or remakes
of all time.
With Jolene and Nadia, they'll be more drunk because we're recording it next. So stay tuned next week for more Drunk Film Commentary.
We went off way course so much.
Oh wait, it's only 10:20. We're doing great.